black people are mostly killed by black people. And the worst part is when you look at the abortion rates, and this murder of the black child is perpetrated by single black females. And let us not allow the black male to escape, because if he'd given the black woman proper guidance, she wouldn't be doing terrible things like committing a genocide on her own.
Check. Okay, what's up, man? All right, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Want to shout out everybody. Hope everybody's doing good. We got a very good show for y'all to do today. Guys, if you want to call in, y'all got the number. First off, I want to give a shout out to the 255 on there. Guys out there, I appreciate you. Gentlemen, I want to say thank you. If y'all want to check us out, make sure you go ahead and like, subscribe, share, and pass on this information, because the information that we pass on and we talk about, nobody's talking about, nobody's discussing, and we want to make sure that we give you guys an advantage when it comes to the game. We always want to let you guys know that everything you hear here is 100% authentic, comes in-house, and we're never going out of house talking other people's talking points, which you have here as we come up with our own talking points, own ideas, and our own way to show you guys how to be better men. If you want to, the lines are open now, so the lines are okay. It's like when I have a guest, it always acts up, but my lines are open. Everything is good. So if you guys out there have a question, let me move my thing over here. Okay, if you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056 if you have a question. Guys, the thing about this show separates us from everybody else. If you have a question about a woman, go ahead and ask. If there's a text message, you feel like you're really close to sleeping with her, and you just maybe need that extra message to get that over the top, then go ahead, put a T in there. If a woman is talking to you that's throwing you off and you don't have any idea what to say, go ahead and put a W in there, because we got you covered, okay? But for all my guys out there, real quick, for you, if you really actually want to learn, oh, shit, am I freezing? Okay, if you actually want to learn from us, we ask all you guys, because nobody on YouTube is telling you this, we're the only ones. Please get in your car. Go to Walmart. Go to the dollar store. I don't care where you go. Get a 100-piece puzzle set. 100-piece. I don't care what it is. Because in order for you to have and understand where we're coming from, you must do that. Get back in your car. Go home. Dump all the pieces out where you're going to put the puzzle together. Dump the box away and begin the process of doing the one thing that you're having a hard time to do, and that is communicating with yourself. Want to give a shout-out to all the guys, all my chat room guys out there. How you guys doing? Shout-out to all my dogs out there. What's up, guys? Hey, and all the ladies out there, What's up, ladies? How you doing? What's up, ladies? How you doing? I think I'm going to release that thing that I'm trying to release probably late tonight or tomorrow, because it's, I just want to tell you about it. It's, again, guys, if you go to YouTube and you look at, like, they have jazz, lo-fi, trap, just music. But I decided to do something with Game where I add music to it and just chop up Game from a different perspective. So we're going to drop that pretty soon. So, and I'm going to do more of those. It's going to be not just one time. Usually those things last 8 hours. I saw some 30, some 40, and stuff like that. So we're going to just do that, okay? So we got you covered. We appreciate you guys. And also, hey, again, shout out to all the ladies out there. Guys, remember, if you have a question, you're talking to me, put a Q in there. We will recognize all your questions. We got the lines open, all this, but let's get into the show. Let's get into the show. So many guys out here, they don't even understand the mistakes that they make when they are dealing with women and when they are talking to women, or they're approaching women, or they're texting a woman, or they're going on a date with a woman, or they're having a woman over their house, and they don't even realize the mistakes that they make. And we're going to talk about those mistakes, and we want to make sure that y'all understand that these are not necessarily mistakes, but they are things that can be corrected, gentlemen. This is something that can be corrected. So I don't want you to ever feel like you don't have a chance or it's not going to work out for you. And if I'm going too fast, gentlemen, please slow me down. You know my mind just keeps moving, so just slow me down if you need to. But we got to discuss this. We got to talk about this. Because so many guys, you don't understand the loss that you take with a woman does not start with the first text message. I've showed you this, but and we're not even going to go into this, but I want to use this as a marker of what I'm talking about. Always remember, gentlemen, there is what I call the interaction line. Nobody talks about this. This is in-house. The interaction line, I don't even want to talk about the interaction line. We're not talking about the meeting, the dating, her perception. We're not talking about creepy, friend zone, different, or exciting. What I want to talk about is what is on the far left-hand side, and that is how you feel about yourself. And what you feel about yourself is going to be more damaging to so many of you guys right now, because all you guys out here, y'all are carrying something. And not only are you carrying it, you are tying it down to yourself to a point where it is so, you're so used to this weight being on your back or on your shoulders that you are used to it, but when she sees it in you, it turns her off, and that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about you guys and your emotional baggage that you carry with yourself before you go out that door, before you turn on your computer, before you walk around that corner. There is emotional baggage that you don't even realize that you have on, and you don't even understand why this is very important to see, because so many of you guys out here, okay, so many of you guys out here don't understand that most of you guys out here, and we'll put him in timeout. I don't know if he's talking, but we'll put him in timeout, and if he comes and says something again, you know, let's not just kick people out. Go ahead and put him in timeout. But let me continue. I'm sorry, guys. But the baggage that you guys out here have on your shoulders, your back, and the emotional weight that you have in your mind that you don't even realize you have, because all your life, you have been used to it, and you got used to the weight of it, and you walk around with this baggage of not feeling good enough. The weight of not feeling good enough for yourself. The weight of I am not good enough for her. The weight of what can I do to please her? What can I do to be what I think she needs me to be? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Because you're coming into the game losing based off of how you feel about yourself. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about that emotional baggage. Because most of you out here do not face you. And sometimes when you see that woman, it is hard for you to muster up willpower. It is hard to muster up courage. It is hard to muster up strength to go over there and talk to her. If y'all listen to the show we did earlier with Anger Man, guy calls in and says, hey, I'm a senior, but there's a girl I want to talk to. She's a sophomore, but I can't talk to her because every time I see her, I want to talk to her, she's around other people. She's around other people, and there's just, you know, I just can't get her alone. But where's the courage, strength, or willpower to go through the group of women to go talk to who you want to talk to? And that's where so many people are going wrong in the game, because they actually think that just because that woman is around people that you can't talk to her, you can't spend time with her. And that's not true. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And y'all got questions, go ahead and ask questions. We got you. But there is so much baggage that you young men are carrying around right now. So much baggage that is hurting you, okay? And because of the pressure, most of you guys don't have strength. Most don't have courage. And this is not a bad thing. It's just the truth. You just don't have the strength and the courage to handle the pressure. And when that happens in your mind, it makes you want to go, okay? It makes you want to run away, and you want to hold a white flag, and you want to give up to yourself. You want to surrender what's going on to yourself, what's going on in your circumstances, because in your mind, like that weight, you are so determined to quit and give up. But you're never taking a moment to put things into what a man does is how he sees it, how he perceives it, gentlemen. Perception, how he perceives it, gentlemen. I want y'all to listen to me, how he perceives it. The challenges that you face are not necessarily challenges when you know what you are at your core. There are no problems. There are so many things right now that hurt you and stop you. The obstacles that come along that sometimes in your mind makes you feel like it's overwhelming, it's too much to handle. But again, all of this is based around a false perception that you have of a woman. Which even makes it even worse, because everything that is holding you down and holding you back is not actually her truth. But yet in your eyes, it is her truth. Okay? And what I'm saying to you guys out here that is so important in all of this is that what we have to do is we have got to stop surrendering what we actually think is failure. We have to stop surrendering and giving up. We have to, if there is anything that you're going to give up on, OK, because I want you to give up on something. If there's anything I want you to surrender, if there's anything I want you to run away from, is there anything I don't want you to fuck with, is I want you to get rid of all those things that are holding you back, all those mental chains that are sabotaging you, that is giving more power to your mindset and your thought process than you can imagine. And it doesn't matter what you are. It doesn't, this thing doesn't have a race, a religion. It doesn't have a political affiliation. All it does is it wants to stop you from being the best you that you possibly can be, because there's no filter to be able to cleanse and clean your mind out, to surrender that, to let go of the things that are stopping you. All of your movements and all of your thoughts, because you don't believe in yourself. So how do you talk to yourself? See, as I told all you guys before, you talk to yourselves first before you talk to anybody. And if you're talking to yourself by putting yourself down, how is that any help to you? Being emotional, constructing. You are constructing the words and the statements that are going to hold you back. Let me bring in area code 857 real quick. 857, what's your question, sir? How can we help you? Oh, wait, can I hear you? Oh, let me see. Wait, I don't know if I can hear you, 857. 857, hello, can you hear us? Wait, let me see. Hold on, 857. I cannot hear you, but let me pause my music. Okay, 857, hold on, but let me make sure I get here. I think 857...
So what exactly defines...
Oh, yeah, it's not me. 857, you have a technical difficulties. Fix your phone, 857, and call back. Fix your phone, 857, and call back. No judgments, just fix your phone. Call back. You're okay. Anyway, it's not me. Let me get back to our show. It's not me. 857, please, fix your phone and call back. We got you. But how you respond, how you think, how you talk, and how you communicate with yourself is always going to stop and hold you back from what you are and who you can be. But the baggage that is a turnoff is something. Women don't want to know you have baggage as far as emotional baggage. And when I tell you to let go and I tell you to surrender and I tell you to give up on, it is how you see yourself right now. How do you see yourself? When you are one with yourself and at your core, because most of y'all have not even come close to your core, but everything we're trying to do is get you to realize that you are not what you actually think you are. What you think you are is a lie that you have been living all your life, and that is your way of stopping you from being greater than what you are, when you believe that this is as far as you can go as far as your mind. It is important to let go of the emotional baggage, the things that you struggle in or what you think you struggle in. Because, yes, everything is all in your head, but if you actually think about your struggle is based off of what a woman is wearing. Your struggle is based off what a woman puts on her fucking face. So your struggle is the wrong struggle. You are becoming accustomed to worshiping something that's not even the woman. And once you become one with yourself, gentlemen, and you begin to realize what you actually are, you avoid things. And I don't mean avoid, avoid the woman, but you also avoid the things that's in your mind as well. And like I say, gentlemen, if y'all got a question, please put a cue down, call in. The number's open. But yes, if y'all do have a cool, we answer your questions and all other stuff. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is really taking a moment and getting to know yourself. It's the one thing that is odd to me, why you guys choose not to know yourself. Why, and I don't mean just get to know yourself, but why you are what you are and how you can share the beauty of what you are to somebody so they can trust that enough to follow you wherever you go, and trust that wherever they go with you, that you have things covered and you are going to be the rock instead of the emotional wind that is knocking that rock over. She's going to be emotional, but that's it. It's not about her. This is all about you. Taking a step back and looking at your situation and knowing what to do, how to do it, and why you should move a certain way, gentlemen. Being that rock. And I know, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I understand there is a fear element in this. But what we're forgetting that supersedes fear is having a standard supersedes any kind of fear and concern, because your standard are and always will be how you move as a man. There is no fear if I know I've got to open my door every day. That's what you do every day. Every day you open your door. Every day you turn on your light. Every day you grab your remote control. There is no fear. But the reason there is fear and the reason there is an emotional baggage with you is because when it comes to women, you are truly not aligned with your thinking and your behaviors. You do not trust the thinking. You do not trust the behavior. And because there's no trust in the thinking and there's no trust in the behavior, you don't move the way you should. How you behave has to be aligned with what you're doing. Because if her thoughts are not aligned, because she is emotional, she's a woman, she cannot follow one whose thoughts are in line with her thoughts. Gentlemen, I am aligned with who I am. That's why I don't look at the last domino. It does not define me. She's allowed to say no, as I've always told you guys out there. But it is important that you have to explore what you are to be able to make better decisions. Your decisions that you are making right now are not based off of your decisions. Your decisions are based off of what you see in front of you, because you're not looking at yourself. You remember I told you guys. Remember I showed you. Let me see if I still have it. Remember the other day I showed you. Let me see if I still have it. Maybe I put it under the second one. Let me see if I still have it. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Let me get that off. Let me see if I got that shit. I don't know where I put it. Let me try one more place. Where did I put it at? I thought I had it. Now I have to find it because I'm talking about it. But it was something I asked you guys to do the other day, and I don't seem to have it. So, shit. Okay, it's cool. Remember I told you guys, if you guys were told to write the word me or write something about yourself, most of you guys will write it to the world so the world can see and understand you. Whereas I'm trying to tell you, you got to write for yourself. Because if you don't write and understand for yourself, you're not going to get it. You're not going to win in this stuff. Okay? That's what is the importance of everything that I'm saying to all you guys out here, is that as a man, what supersedes and overrides how I think and how I move is based off of making the decisions that benefit the kingdom, that benefit me, that benefit my scribe, my weight room, my everything, my culinary school, all these things. Because it's going to help me map out things. but it's also going to shape what I need to be for myself, because every decision that I make is going to shape your reality, not my reality. Every decision that you make, and most of you guys do not make the right decisions, because you're thinking too much of the decision versus what you should do. Most of you guys are worried about the decision. This is where the emotional baggage comes in at, because you are worried. Some of you feel that there are moves that you cannot afford to make. You know what? This is my first time. Is my first time with a pretty girl, and there's no way I'm going to fuck this up. I know she's treating me bad, but I'm not going to fuck this up. I cannot afford to lose this beautiful woman. And then there are decisions and moves that are made for you where she starts to tell you what to do, how to think, and how to move. And what I'm saying to you guys out there, this is why we've got to really get rid of and let go of the emotional baggage. Your fears, everything is really fucking with you right now. Walking around with regret, failure, and hurt, and thinking about all the mistakes that you made. Fuck your mistakes. Why do you give a fuck about a mistake? Is it actually a mistake, or is it actually a choice? Is it actually a mistake, or is it a choice? You guys holding grudges over women that say no to you, you get mad. I've had guys message me and say, Steve, now I know all this game. Can I go back and show that woman what she's missing? Why the fuck? What? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? You don't do that, man. You don't do that shit. Joshua has a question. So the moral goal you're trying to tell us as a man is you should trust yourself and be yourself, but also have discipline and principle with which you have to build confidence. Nope. Absolutely not. Nope. Not at all. Wrong. Nope. Because I'm not a goal. I'm not trying to reach a point. I don't understand a goal. Well, what the fuck am I after I reach the goal? I'm not a goal. And right now, I would tell you, don't trust yourself, because you're too busy trusting yourself right now, and you're trusting somebody that is self-sabotaging you all day, every day. And right now, no, don't be yourself, because if yourself sucks, why would you be yourself? Discipline? You don't know what discipline is. It's a word to you, but it's not an action. Sorry. Discipline is a word to you, but it's not an action, so you don't even know what fucking discipline is. I don't know why it keeps freezing. Yeah, you don't even know what discipline is. Let me just keep moving this mouse around. And then you're talking about building a false and fake confidence. So no, I don't want you to be a goal. I don't want you to trust yourself. I don't fucking want you to be yourself. I don't want you to be disciplined right now. I don't even want you to try to have principles, because all your principles are why you're fucking up right now. And stop trying to build something that you don't even know you have or what is. So absolutely not. It's a great question. But fuck no. The answer is absolutely, unequivocally no. What y'all guys do, you're always trying to justify something by putting a rug over it. You're not a goal. Because 5 months and 23 days ago, you made a goal when that fucking ball was dropping for 10 seconds. and look at you. You're still the same motherfucker. So why would you be a goal, man? Why would you be a goal? You're never going to reach your goals because you ain't got it in you to reach your goals. So no, don't. It ain't no goal in this shit. But I can tell you the goal or your perception or, excuse me, your principle. Your principles are weighing you down. Your reactions are weighing you down. Your lack of confidence is weighing you down. The fact that you ain't got a standard is weighing you down. The fact that you don't know how to talk to women properly is weighing you down. The fact that you can't even fix your crib up right for yourself is weighing you down. The fact that you don't know how to text or communicate yourself is weighing you down. The fact that you can't even eat pussy or kiss or fuck is weighing you down. You are walking around with weights on you. And all you're doing all your life is resisting the truth and you're running away from it. You are creating a sinkhole of abyss, a place where you'll never be able to go. Once you're deep in it, you feel stuck. You feel that you can't do it. You feel that you can't talk to her. You feel that you don't know how to talk to her. You don't know why you want to talk to her. You don't even know when you want to lead her motherfucking ass. And then you automatically feel like, man, fuck it. I'm just not worthy enough. And that's bullshit, guys. Because everything you're thinking right now, your perception, your reality is nothing but a fucking illusion. It's like a desert mirage. It's just in your face, but it's not you. You are not your reality right now. And until you realize that you're not your reality, you're going to keep living in that reality, thinking that that reality is going to change. The reality is not going to change. The woman is not going. Women do not have to change for you. They do not have to make an adjustment for you. Why would a woman want to be everything you want her to be when you don't even fucking believe in your own goddamn self? It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. Guys, you got a question? Put a Q&A. You want to call in? The lines are open. Why live in the first theater? And you're living in the first theater saying, I'm not good. But you're complaining about something, because right now what I'm talking about is not her. She's a someone. But that makeup and those tight-ass clothes are some things that go off on her body. It's not actually her. Things do enhance her body, yes, but that is not her. But yet, we feel like it is, because in our reality, we want to believe that she is actually what it is, okay? Oh, God damn it. Jesus Christ. You know one thing? I always love to take you guys' questions, and I will continue to take your questions. But why ask a question if you can't handle the truth? And I haven't even read what you're saying. I'm looking away because I don't even want to read what you're saying, because I want to talk to you guys first before I read this shit. How much you want to bet this motherfucker's going to be trying to justify that stupid fucking question he asked me? Because if he's about to justify what he's about to say, then I'm going to ask you guys a question. Then should he have even asked me the question in the first place? I'm not even looking. But I'm going to say, before I look at what this shit is saying right here, I'm looking away from the camera. I'm asking you guys, before I look at this shit he's about to say, if he actually believed what the fuck he's about to say, what he had said the first thing he said. That's all I just ask you guys. I just want to ask you guys. I want to show you this because this is the feminine shit I'm talking about. This is the feminine shit I'm talking about. But now I'm going to turn my head and I'm going to read this shit. But I want you to see. Let's read this shit. I'm not running away from the truth. I know I'm shit when it comes, with some of the things I do. But that's not my favorite part because I work on my weakness. I'm going to keep it a buck with you guys. And I don't think you guys understand this. And I'm not trying to be mean or rude. You either have it or you don't. And if you have it, sometimes you don't have it at all. You are running away. Listen, you're not. You don't know what your truth is. You don't know what your truth is. Because your truth is broken up into lies, Jet Big Guy. That's why you're working on your fucking weakness. Because your truth is lying to you. Your truth is telling you you're something that you're actually not. You ain't shit. And I say this with love. I say this with love. You ain't shit. That's the truth. But because you can't handle that reality, what you do is put a false rug of reality on top of your fucking lie, and you call that truth. And y'all wonder why y'all lose, why you carry the emotional baggage. Because you can't accept that you don't know shit. Brother, I was 9 and I didn't know shit. I thought I knew shit. I thought I knew shit, but I know nothing until I understood that I got to do this work to get to my fucking core. And goddamn it. Once I got there, I still didn't know anything because that was a part of me I never knew I even had. It's not about you running away from shit. It's that you asked me a question. I gave you a straight up honest answer. And if you actually was listening to the answer, you would say, okay, thank you, Steve. And we would have left it at that. But as soon as you're sitting here trying to justify shit, then why ask the question? Why ask the question? See, let me tell you what you surface dwellers do. Because you have a loser mentality, you conjure up how to be a winner in your weak-ass mind. Well, you know what? I'll just say I'm good enough. Or I'll do like a woman does. I'll have a piece of paper and read an affirmation and put that on my mirror. And remember, you're good enough. You're special. You're valuable. You're the best. That's what you motherfuckers do. You try to conjure up a lie. So here you are walking along. Well, I'm good enough. I am special. I'm valuable. And guess who topples that shit, and they don't even mean to topple it. As soon as you see a woman, you realize you ain't shit. I'm good. Damn, she got a fat ass. I don't know, man. I don't know if I can talk to her. I don't know. She might not like a guy like me. I don't know. I remember I went and talked to someone like that before. They turned me down, man. Her hypergamous nature might have her find somebody else. And I'm really not dressed up to be a high-value man right now. And I'm just not, I can't show my clothes to that. I'm just going to leave that alone. Y'all see what the fuck, y'all see what y'all do? And I'm not even trying to be a dick about this. But I'm saying, y'all try to conjure up one word answers to solve shit and you don't know anything. You don't know what confidence is because you never had the shit. But you think on your level, I can just say, it's been Lord Zebra Tango Ring. I got confidence. Motherfucker, get the fuck out of here. And I know you think I'm being mean, but look, bro, what I'm saying is that I answered your question, and you're just trying to defend a position that you can't defend with this game. You can't defend that shit. But you can try. I'm sure you can, but you cannot defend the position. And that's the problem. You're trying to defend a position that you cannot defend in the game. Fuck. You're trying to defend a position you can't in the game, my brother, and that's not a bad thing. That's why I'm telling you to get rid of that baggage, young man. You see what I'm saying? The baggage. I'm not being bad or mean. I'm saying that I am trying to get you to free yourself from yourself and stop being the situation. You are not your situation. You are not what happens when you interact with a woman. That's not you. It has nothing to do with you. But in your reality, you're the end result. You're the situation. You're the rejection. You're that she doesn't like you. You're in the wrong reality, and you're not in the right one. Because you see the world as situations versus shit you gotta do as a man. You gotta let it go. You gotta unpack. You got to unpack the baggage. You unpack the baggage. You unpack the excuses. You unpack the poor me. You unpack that I'm not good enough. You unpack that I'm this. Whatever you are, unpack that shit. And throw that fucking bag down. You feel like you got to carry this shit with you. But you also think that they don't see that you have baggage? The fuck you think women carry all alone? Why do y'all guys think that women are fucking stupid? If they're carrying baggage, what is in the purse? What the fuck is in the thing she carries in the purse? Things to augment her fucking self-worth and who she is to herself. She's carrying that shit around. You can see it as light as day. She's walking around with, is that called makeup in the fucking purse. Because if her lips aren't feeling right, she'll put on some lip balm or some shit to make her lips look softer. If she's eating or drinking something and her lips smeared, she'll go in her fucking bag and put on lipstick. She's got her baggage in her purse that will cover up the insecurities and the self-worth. But they're allowed to have that. They're women. They're women. But do you actually think a woman who carries baggage can't see a male that has baggage? Jesus Christ. Y'all are like neon lights saying, I ain't shit. I got problems. I got issues. I got emotional baggage. And what's even sad is stop blaming your fucking mother for that shit. When are you going to stop blaming your fucking mother for the choices you make? Well, you know, I'm 34 years old, but I want to let you know, I came from a single mother. See? Yeah. You know, when you go with that single mother, blame the single mother shit and stuff like y'all do, you don't even realize that you talking. What you're hearing is somebody telling you, go ahead and do what? Let's go ahead and blame mom, because if we can blame mom, it'll make ourselves feel better, because we can push off what the fuck we are over the woman that just loves you. I mean, you can't blame mom for fucking loving you and protecting you. You can't blame your mom for that shit. But you made the choice to hang on to mom. You made the choice not to leave the fucking nest. You made the choice to let mom wake you up in the morning. Like 1950 said, you made the choices so your mother could cut your fucking pancakes and waffles and shit, because you want mommy to do all the work. You want mommy to cook for you. You want mommy to do your laundry for you. You can't even go to a fucking job interview. You got to let mommy take you there and shit. So you can't blame your fucking mother. But see, that's what y'all do. Y'all wanna blame mom. Push all everything on mom. It's not my fault. I come from a single home, man. You know how it is. From a single home. You know how it is with mom and shit. Brother at my core. When you reach your core, first motherfucker that you're going to run into, the first motherfucker that you're going to run into that is going to throw you off, is this motherfucker's going to walk up to you and he's going to say, my job is to serve and protect you. Allow me to get rid of the parasites, the viruses, the motherfuckers that's holding us back, holding us down. Allow me, sire, to wipe these motherfuckers out in the name of you. That's the first motherfucker you'll see. You're going to see that motherfucker right there. You're a warrior. He's going to say, I'm here to do one thing, sir, and that is to protect you and to expand and conquer and take over. But we cannot do it until we let that baggage go. The baggage of playing the victims of your circumstances instead of you taking responsibility. The baggage that you get dragged down by because a woman says no. Because a woman says, I got a boyfriend, or I'm not interested. The baggage that you have on all the choices you made that failed, because it just fucking failed. The baggage of your unrealistic expectations. I ain't got no game, but I surely can get her over to my house later on tonight. The negative thoughts, the insecurities. You got to let go of those motherfucking things. The baggage of getting rid of the painful emotions that get you stuck. What the fuck is in my law? God, it's not my loss if she lets me go. If she says, how the fuck is it my loss? Have you, shit. The baggage of feeling shame. If you walk over to a woman and she's around a bunch of women and she says no and they laugh at you, who gives a flying fuck? You got to let go of that baggage. The baggage of trying to seek the approval of your fucking friends, of your fucking parents, of fucking women. Always going around people pleasing every motherfucking body and not pleasing your motherfucking self. Making it all about everybody else. Trying to be around everybody else. Trying to let everybody else please like me. Please accept me. Please be my friend. Please, I cannot have people not like me. I don't want to be hated. I don't want to be judged. Fuck them. You got to let that baggage go. Stop seeking approval of other people. Stop trying to live up to the standards or expectations of a fucking woman. Are you kidding me? Well, she says she likes guys with muscle, Steve. Well, she says she doesn't like broke people, Steve, so I'm going to get an extra job to show her I'm that guy. Get the fuck out of here. Letting go of the baggage of trying to allow results and any outcome to actually fucking define you. How the fuck can a woman define you? Can some, I don't, how? And I'm not making this shit up. How does a woman define you? How? How can she? She cannot define me. You gotta let go of the baggage that you have fantasies and dreams and all this other shit, but it's attached to this fear that you're just not good enough to do that shit. And listen, wait, stop. Please, guys, please take away the baggage of fucking motivation, because I'm not trying to fucking motivate you. Please take rid of that bag. Let's stop all this real quick. Because if you're listening to this and this is motivating you, then you have fucking failed. This is not to motivate you. Because motivation is not the key, because it's going to make you feel good for a second. And as soon as the show is over, you're going back to who the fuck you are. Don't let the motivation, don't look at this as motivation. Do not listen to this shit and say, yeah, I will cut this. No, don't do it, because you're going to fucking fail. You have got to let go of the baggage of trying to win in every scenario. I get turned down, bruh. I don't get them all. I get turned down. Everybody gets turned down because I just might not be your type. And I'm fine with that. I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? I'm good with those things. Let me check this question here. Hold on a second. Look at something. All right, let me answer this. Let me check out this question here. It's 3:30, it's 4. Huh, interesting. All right, what's your thoughts on the email? I don't know what email you sent me. I have no idea what fucking email you sent me. I don't know. I don't have a thought. I don't know what. You didn't send me an email. What the fuck are you talking about? You didn't send me an email. So what are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? You did not send me an email. Let me keep going. What I am saying to you guys out here is that you've got to cut all this stuff back. Stop trying to win. Fuck. Accept loss and just be. You don't have to worry about it. Listen, I am a winner to myself, but I do accept I'm not going to win all the fucking time, and that is cool. I have no problem with that. But what about the baggage of shit you can't control? You cannot control her fucking mind. You cannot force her to like you, and you can't force her to be interested in you, and you cannot force her to sleep with you, because if you're forcing her, that means you're manipulating her, which means that's a bad thing. That's why we do not manipulate women. We just let women know that they have a choice. You have a choice to either say no or yes, but I'm going to leave the choice up to you, because I'm not going to try to sway your opinion one way or the other, because I'm not trying to manipulate the situation for some pussy, guys, like you motherfuckers would. Stop trying to be perfect. You're not. None of us are. But yet you try to be. And that's why the guy that's trying to be perfect, listen to me, everybody, is always waiting for the perfect moment, perfect opportunity, and all these other things. He's always looking for something perfect. Okay? Perfect. Listen, let me tell you something. If I answered your bitch ass, don't ask me any questions. I will kick you the fuck out. I'll tell you right now, don't bother me while I'm teaching a class, you weak motherfucker. And if you don't like what I'm saying, fuck you. Take your bitch ass on. If I spoke to you already, then shut your ass up. You got your answer. If you don't like it, get your fucking ass off, bitch. Well, fuck what you think. Anyway, guys, back to you guys. Haven F. He says, good evening. Should a woman give up her full last name for a man in marriage, hyphen, I mean, dash, if yes, what keeps a woman's expectation to do so early on and avoid disagreements at the last minute? Haven, what do you, Haven, wait a second, Haven. Haven, I'm lost here, Haven. I'm lost here, Haven. Haven, you're saying in this question, Haven, you're saying that should a woman give up her full last name? Haven, you ready? Let me shock you. No, not to you. And let me tell you why, Haven. And I'm saying this with love. You're not man enough to check her fucking ass if she tried to do that shit right now, bro. Let's be honest. Y'all thought I was gonna say, oh no, guys, oh no, no. I'm talking to Haven right now. Haven, if you're lucky enough to even have a woman that wants your fucking last name, she's going to hyphenate her name because there's no strength in who the fuck you are. And listen to what you're saying. If yes, what is it that keeps a woman's expectation to do early on to avoid disagreements? See, look at you, Haven. Everything you're doing is making everything about the woman, brother. Everything you're doing is making everything about the woman, Haven. And this is why when she tells you I'm not getting rid of my last name, you're going to accept that shit, Haven. Because everything, I keep telling you, as soon as you make everything about women, you already lose, Haven. And I'm so disappointed in you. So disappointed in you, Haven. So disappointed in you. Making everything about women. Haven, I'm telling you, man, if you were a man, this wouldn't even be a question, but if you were a man, you wouldn't be making it about women. What keeps a woman's expectation? Fuck you mean what keeps her expectation? Let me ask you a question. What keeps a woman's expectations at her motherfucking job? Ain't no, Haven, peep game. When a woman goes to her job, all of these things called expectations stay right outside the doors of the company because her expectations are null and void. She just better do her fucking job. She better do the expectation of the job. Whether she likes it or not, she better do what the fuck she's supposed to do, because if she doesn't do it, she will get that, she'll get that write-up, and then she will be fucking replaced. And she can go outside that damn door and put that coat of her expectations on and go about her merry way. She cannot do that to a man. Listen. The expectations of most women is the happily ever after. I just want a good guy to love me. I want a good guy that's a one-woman guy. I want an understanding, sweet, kind, thoughtful, caring, one that can validate my feelings and one that can understand me. And you know when they get that shit, Haven, they fucking throw that shit away. These women don't want that shit. They think they want it, but when they get it, they don't want it. Because every woman in this motherfucking show watching it now, and every woman about to watch this show later on, they goddamn know. They can just close their eyes and say, you. And they know that motherfucker's going to roll fruit at her feet, kiss her motherfucking ass, and do whatever she wants, and she ain't even going to want them. Why would a woman want a individual who doesn't have any expectations? Your expectations that you have is based on what the woman is thinking versus what you are thinking. When she comes to me, I'm the expectation. You want to know why? Because I'm the prize. I might be ugly to you. I might be short to you. I might be old to you. I might be whatever the fuck I am to you, but I don't give a fuck what you think because I'm the prize to me. That's all that matters. And guess what? If she fucks with me, guess who's going to notice that? Guess who's going to know that? She going to know that shit. And she going to know that all those expectations you got for all them surface-dwelling motherfuckers to buy you a bunch of dinners and kiss your fucking ass and laugh at your fucking jokes and ask you a million boring questions, that's not me, Haven. That's not me. Because she going to know when she fuck with me, she'll be like, man, if I ever get lucky enough to get with this motherfucker, I'll never, shit, so much for a hyphenated name. Let me throw that out. Oh, shit, so fuck, hey, all my expectations, those are out the door. Her expectation is just going to, can I get a little bit of his time? Listen to what you're saying, Haven, but I appreciate what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that she's not going to give her name up to a male that doesn't have his own set of expectations that he lives by. Because Haven, just like all my dogs out there, you don't talk to yourself, Haven. You don't look in the mirror, Haven. You don't tell yourself how beautiful you are. You don't tell yourself how great you are to a woman. You don't tell yourself that you're God's gift to the woman. And matter of fact, Haven, you don't even go into the dojo in your mind, Haven. You don't sit and look at the beauty of what you are as a man and look in the mirror and know that I am everything because I stand on my creed by saying things to myself like I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth, and I will defend that truth until my very last breath, and I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself. I do not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. Here we go. I am here to build my mind up. I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your motherfucking job. This is who the fuck I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you will be lucky enough to meet the new me tomorrow, Haven. And if you're not talking to yourself that way, Haven, then of course she should hyphen her fucking name. She should tell you how much the wedding is going to be. She's going to even tell you what engagement ring to get, what wedding ring to get. She's going to tell you everything that you need to do for her while she's fucking a motherfucker like me, Haven. But see, that's going to be your job, brother. It's going to be your job. And that's what I'm saying to you, Haven. You cannot get in this game worried about what a woman is going to do. Let her do whatever the fuck she wants to do until she can see value in you, Haven. And that's why I'm saying to you, my brother, this is why you must unpack. You must let go of all the things, okay? You must get rid of all the negative things, Haven. And not even Haven, for all you guys. But it's also shocking because it is. It's not only let go of those things, but also let go of you. Even if you're positive, Haven, and I say for all you guys out here, the let go is not just the negative things. You must do this every day because if you're not doing it, then you will never reach your core or maintain your core, and that is killing you. Getting rid of you. Now, wait, let me rephrase that because I know a lot of you motherfuckers might be suicidal, so I'm not saying actually killing yourself. I know a lot of y'all think that that's what Unc is trying to say, but Unc ain't trying to say that. Let me pull it up and show you what the fuck I'm saying, because apparently I know y'all don't understand what Unc is saying. So let me get the guys. I got a question. Go ahead and ask. If y'all have a question, please, gentlemen, ask the question. Put a Q in there. We got you covered. But Haven, all I'm saying to you, brother, I say it with love, is the way you are right now, you're not built to tell her no hyphen name. She's going to hyphenate her name because she doesn't respect your last name, because your last name is here to worship the woman and do whatever the fuck she wants you to do. And this is why you're losing, of course. But I'm trying to show you that you must learn and understand this to be better, because I know that there is better in you. Let me say, while I'm doing something, let me check and see if y'all got any questions. Let me check the questions. I want to say thank you real quick for the 91 likes. I appreciate that shit. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Guys, you got a question, go ahead, put it in. Your lines are open if you want to call in. The lines are working. I don't know what it's just something with when we take other people, and I got to try to figure that out, try to fix that. But let me continue what I'm saying to you. All you guys out there, it's not just letting go of the bad, and that's where y'all go wrong. Y'all are always focused on letting go of the bad, because unfortunately, the worst thing you can do and the worst thing you can be as a person is be satisfied. Stop being satisfied with what you are and what you have. Men are never satisfied. I am satisfied in who I am today, but I am not satisfied enough to try to carry that motherfucker over into tomorrow. Fuck that. Why would I do such a disservice to myself by doing something foolish like that? I'm not going to do that shit. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Question. I got a walk around question. Let me answer this question. I've been interested in this woman I met recently. I like to put your input on how the phone call goes. I like your input on how the phone call goes. Well, walk around, call into the show. I don't understand. I don't understand what you mean. I mean, what's the input? I don't understand. Call into the show. I don't understand what you're saying, brother. I understand you're asking a question, but I don't understand. What do you mean the input on how the phone call goes? I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just too demanding of you guys, and I want you guys to be more than what you are. You know what I mean? Maybe it's just me. Sometimes it's me. And I admit that. Sometimes it is me and what I think and stuff. I know, guys, I demand too much of you. And Steve, I should slow it down. You know, I'll try to tap on time and life's door, and I'll tell them I represent you and you're just not ready yet. So let's not hurt your feelings, and let's go ahead. Can we just slow down for these guys just a little bit so they can catch up, because they're falling behind right now? I mean, that's what we're saying to you guys. We got to get y'all to wake up. But I'm going to talk about unboxing in a second. I'm going to show y'all some shit. Let me show y'all some shit on how to unbox. Let me show y'all some shit. I'm getting it together right now. But let me see if, let me see the question that he said. Let's see here. Yeah, walk around. I don't understand what you need. Walk around. Let me know what's going on, okay? Walk around. Let me know, okay? I walk around. I don't understand what the thing, okay? Okay. Well, then call into the show. Brother, please call into the show. Just call into the show, man. Let's talk. Call it. Come on. I'm not going to bite your neck off or your head off. Excuse me. Call into the show so we can talk. I'm trying to get this together. I want to show the guys something that I'm putting together as we talk. So call into the show. Please call into the show. Okay? Please call into the show. All right, just do that, and then we can get to what you need, and we can keep this shit. We can keep that shit pushing. Oh shit, did I fucking fuck that up? Let me see, I put that there. Hold on, I'm trying to. As we're talking, I'm trying to get y'all something. I want to show y'all something. I want to show y'all something, man. I love to show y'all some shit, man. Come on. I want to show y'all what y'all got to let go of. I'm getting this shit together right now. I love this shit. This is what I love the most. I love this shit, man. All right, now I got it together. I got it right. Now I'm gonna download it, and then I'm going to send it, let y'all see it. But anyway, big guy, either you call into the show or keep it pushing. I'm not here to sit around and have you just say some shit and not call into the show, but I'll tell you this much. If you're saying some shit and you're not calling into the show, I'm going to kick you the fuck out of the show. I'll do you a favor because you're wasting the time of people who actually want to learn some stuff. No, don't take me. It's not me. That's not about me. NYC, you don't have to slow nothing down. It's the only way people are going to learn if they truly want to learn. Okay, I understand what you're saying. But I want to talk. Just dial the number, dude. But let me talk. Either you do it or not, I gotta keep the show going. So I'm going to keep the show going with or without you. Because I don't understand you dwellers, man. You say you want to do shit, but you ain't about that shit, dog. I don't understand. Anyway, let me continue. Let me see here, 127. Okay, so let me go ahead. Okay, here we go. So let me go ahead and show y'all something of unpacking. And I'm serious, because no one talks to you about this. Again, I know a lot of you guys are used to, okay, all my dogs out there, I know a lot of you guys are used to what I'm saying as far as unpacking. Hold on, let me bring in 904. Let me bring in 904 real quick. 904, can I help you? What's up? Can you hear me, 904?
Hey, Steve. I can hear
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, how can I help you? Yes, what's up?
Yeah, so I just want to give, excuse me. Oh, let me get out of my car so you can hear me better. I just tagged this girl that, excuse me, I was going to call her in 10 minutes. And,
all right, you'll call her in 10 minutes. Well, okay. Wait. How long have you known this girl for?
I met her Friday.
All right, you met her Friday. All right, so what are you calling her for?
Excuse me. I'm just calling in.
No, what are you calling her for? What is the purpose of calling her?
Oh. Excuse me. I met her on Friday, like I said, and I'm just going to follow up with her before I met her again.
Yeah, follow up what? Friday. Okay. What are you calling her for?
Just to, get in touch with her. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Maybe there's a disconnect. Okay, let me try it again. What are you calling her for?
Let her know what I'm about.
Wait, you're calling her to let you know what you're about? I don't understand. What do you mean you're calling her to let her know what you're about? Tyler, I got you. I'm a post you, Tyler.
Well, I was going to call her to set up the next time we're going to meet.
Tyler, I got you. I'm going to post these, Tyler, while I'm doing this. So, wait. Did you get her number? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Did you get her number?
No, I gave her my number.
Okay, so she got in touch with you, right? Okay. So what do you want to do here? This is good. So what do you want to do? I got you. What do you want to do here?
So I'm going to set up another time to meet next Friday or this coming
all right,
Friday.
All right. Well, okay. Where do you want to take her?
I'm going to take her to – well, I'm not take her, but I'm going to meet her at this place called Falsa Heat.
Okay. And where – tell me about Falsa Heat. What? Tell me about Tulsa Heat.
Tulsa Heat, they got like salsa dance classes, something I just took up recently.
But why would you take to a place where she's going to get sweaty?
That's a good question. Well,
okay, how long have you been listening to me for, buddy?
A couple weeks.
Okay, I appreciate that. Well, why do you think I tell you about Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks and the ice cream rate? No, I'm serious. I know you're laughing. Think it's funny. I'm serious. But why do you think I tell you about these things? Because I'm trying to put you in a position. You're technically taking her somewhere where she's going to sweat. Does that make any sense? Do you think a woman wants to sweat on the first date?
No, probably not.
So then why would you want to take her to that place, sir? I'm just trying to help you out here. I appreciate you. But why would you take her there? Knowing that you're saying, I'm going to take you to a place where you're going to be sweaty.
Well, that's just something that I'm already doing, so I wanted to invite her with me.
I like what you're saying, young man, and I'm fine. Listen. If you want to do that, I'm fine with you, okay, because I like what you said. You just said there's something I like to do. I'm going there, and I'm fine with that. I'm just saying that it's just that you understand you're going to make a little sweaty, but that's okay. I'm fine with that. But, okay, now we got the place established, and I like this is the place you're going to. I'm giving you credit. Now, what is the reason that you're doing it for them? What's the reason behind it? Because you have got to be able to express yourself. So what is the reason?
Once we're done there, I'm going to let her know.
No. While you're talking to her, what is the reason you want her to come through, like to go to this place? I'm fine with it. You justified it, so I'm all right, cool. I'm saying is, what is the reason you want her to go to this place for?
I want her to come spend time with me.
For?
Well, man, I'm just enjoying myself there, and I appreciate her coming to that time.
For? Come on. You ain't doing
anything. I mean, eventually.
Ain't no eventually. I'm asking you. Come on, dog. Let's get to it.
Yeah.
Why the fuck? Come on, man. You got to keep. Look, brother. Listen, I hate to be the bad news, but let me tell you something. When I talk to a woman and I want to see her and accompany me, I'm going to let her know why the fuck I'm going there. There's going to be a goddamn reason. I'm not playing the fuck around, and I'm not going to waste no time. So I'm asking you, my friend, why? Why do you want to take – what is the reason, my brother? That's all I'm asking. I'm not trying to embarrass you. To what?
Right.
What's
it's 10 minutes from my place.
Wait, it's what?
It's 10 minutes from my place. My apartment.
And is that your final answer?
Well, I'm going to let her know that.
No, I'm just saying, listen, if that's your final answer, I'm not trying. Listen,
I just want you to
keep the book. That's your final answer. Okay. So let me ask you this. Is this the first time you're talking to her? This is the first time you're talking to her since Friday, right?
Correct, yeah.
I need you to help my ignorant ass. I need you to explain to my ignorant ass how you think you don't – you. You haven't even talked to her, and the reason why you wanted to come dance is because your place is 10 minutes away?
Well, when I said I met her on Friday, I met her at salsa dancing on Friday, so we already have a connection.
But what I'm saying to you, brother, is okay, before you call her, we got a few minutes. All right.
Okay.
Any ladies, any lady that's listening right now, ladies that's live right now, just call one lady, just call into the show. Any lady, just call. Let's get lady, one lady calling the show. Lady, because we gotta prep. We'll give you some prep rope, big y'all. We'll give you some prep rope because I need you to see what the fuck you're about to get your ass into by saying what the fuck you're gonna say. So, lady, just give me one lady. First lady that calls, I'm gonna open you up. Lady, just call in real quick. Ladies, just call in. Any lady that's listening, just real quick call into the show if you can, ladies. I would have greatly appreciated if we could just borrow you for 1 second because this young man wants to dance and get this woman over to his house that's 10 minutes away. Who is in this motherfucker? Mutt, I think I saw Mutt. Call in, Mutt. Mutt, call in, girl. I don't know just what Peaches are here, anybody red, but Mutt, if you call in Mutt or anybody, Mutt, you, all right, let me see. Hold on, who is this right here? Let me ask you who this is. Wait, let me call this. 478, are you there? Hello, 478. Hello, we can't hear you. 478, going once, going twice, hello. 478, hello. Okay, you're just moving around. We can't hear you. Okay, well, just call back. Maybe something wrong with your phone. Now, yeah, can we get a lady to call in real quick? Oh, you're cooking? God damn it. Can you cook and put the phone on your ear while you're cooking? I don't mind if it's crackling in the background. It's all good. I don't mind, Mutt. Just call in real quick, Mutt, if you can. I know you're cooking, but you just flip them jacks over a little bit and turn down the simmer the same. Just you call in real quick. Just real quick. If you can, Mutt, just real quick. I know you. Or, hey, Z, you can call in. Somebody. Oh, hey. All right, I'm catching up with double. Well, yeah, just real quick. Because we ain't got much time because we got to call the lady. So any lady, come on in. Just call in real quick. You can. Just real quick.
Just not interrupting you, Steve.
What were you saying, 904?
Just to let you know, she responded to me a couple minutes ago.
We're about to call her. We're about to call her in a second.
Okay.
We're about to call her. But what I'm saying is we got to prep you, okay?
Right.
Because we got to make sure that if you're going to get over your house, we got to make sure you know what the fuck you're doing. Because if you're going to have a big ass that way and ask her that question, you got to make sure. So, hold on. Let me see if any of these. Let me see. 6-5. All right. 6-5-0, you there? You there?
Yeah.
Mutt, what's good, girl? What's up, Mutt?
Hi.
Yeah, all right, Mutt, I'm sorry. I know you're cooking, so I'll make this fast. Okay, 904. 904. You just got done dancing with Mutt at the salsa place, okay?
Okay.
I want you to start from that point to see what you're going to say and how you're going to get it to your place. And then once you're at the place, what are you doing from that point, okay? You ready? So 904, y'all are dancing.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, everybody. It was a very good class, and it is all for today. I will see you guys next week. Give yourself the guy. Okay. Wee. Okay. All right. So, now 904, what are you saying to Mutt real quick?
Say, I'm not going to lie. I like the way you move out there. Is this your first time taking this class?
Yeah.
The first time? You that good?
Yes.
So you're just a natural, huh?
Well, you know, I'd like to dance around while I cook and clean and.
So, what's your background?
My what?
What's your background?
Background as far as what? I mean, that's
like
you know,
gotta have some.
I'm a mutt. It's a whole mix of a bunch of random stuff.
You got a little bit of Latina in there?
A little bit. Something like that.
Okay. Listen, I like the way you move. And listen, my place is only 10 minutes from here. I want you to come join with me.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
So I said my place is only 10 minutes from here. I want to come take you with me. We'll finish the night off.
I don't know.
Well, listen, you got my number? So you want to hang with me, let me know.
All right.
Now, wait,
real quick, because I know Mutt's busy. Let's just hypothetically say she says yes, and you just opened up the door to your house. What are you saying to her? Almost done, bud. Okay, go ahead, real quick. You just opened the door. She's coming over. What are you doing? Walk us through that, caller.
Yeah, I'm opening the door. And before I open the door, I'm going to say, you know why I brought you here, right?
And she probably said
something like, why is that? Yeah, something like that, right? I said, I'm looking for a fun time, not a long time. You know what I mean? And I'm going to take your breath.
I didn't catch that.
And I'm like,
wait, say it again. You're talking to her. You ain't talking to us. What are you saying to her? You're looking for what? Tell her.
Okay.
What is?
I'm looking for a fun time, not a long time. If you know, you know.
Oh, looking for a what?
A fun time. A fun time, not a long time. Am I coming through?
Not a long time? So
what the fuck is a... Right. Wait. Call it. You do understand you're talking to a woman. You're not in high school. So what is a fun time? What, playing cards? Pictionary? What is a fun time?
Right.
Wait. You just said I'm looking for a fun time. She just replied back and said you're trying to fuck. So what you going to say then?
I would say I'm going to pick you up by your ass and pin you down on that bed.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Mutt, you can go.
That's what I'm going to do.
Mutt, thank you, Mutt.
I appreciate you calling that.
Thank you, Mutt.
Yeah, no problem.
Flip that shit. Don't burn it, girl. Don't burn it.
No, it's not. It's about done. I'm just about to make plates.
Oh, go. Hey, make the plates, girl. All right, thank you, Mutt. I appreciate you, girl. Thank you so much.
Bye,
I respect.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, thank you, Mutt. Caller, we got to talk. Hold on, let me bring in 469 real quick. 469, are you there? Hello, 469. Hello. We cannot hear you.
Hello.
We're calling in. Yes. Wait. Hold your thought, 469. Hold on, 469. Stay right there. I'll bring you in 1 second. Let me finish talking to this guy. Hold on, 469. All right, look, big dog. What the fuck is fun time, long time? How old are you, brother? How old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay. What the fuck is a fun time, not a long time mean? What the fuck does that mean?
That's a good question.
Well, then why are you saying it?
Yeah, I should see what you mean. I should have been more direct.
Yes, you should have been more direct. I don't know if you should call this one. If you want to call it, we can do it real quick, but I don't know if you should do it because you don't know what the fuck you're doing, dude. Telling a woman that you don't even know, you're trying to get her back to your place, that's she might say yes, let's see. I mean, if you want to try it, you can. 469, I got you next. But if you want to try it, we can, but I don't know if it's going to happen. But, you know, you can try it. I'm here. You want to try it or no?
I could try it. My intent is not to get her over it tonight. That's not what I'm trying to do.
Well, no, it's not that. Okay, go ahead, call. Let's see. Let's go ahead and put that flavor on. Call her up. You got 20 seconds. 469, I got you next, brother. All right, you got 20 seconds. Go ahead. Counting off right now. 20. Okay. Go. 20 seconds. And, guys, Tyler, we got Tyler's. Tyler, I got your messages. I'll be posting those up. It looks like you sent me the same one twice. 469, I got you next. We'll talk about unpacking. I got you. All right. I let him go. Okay, Eric Code 469, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
All right, so I've been talking to this girl for like a few days now.
Okay. Wait. What are you talking about? You say you're talking to her for a few days. What are y'all talking about?
Let's see.
No, about shit. Wait. Okay, listen. Come on, listen. I need you to talk like a man, okay? Just answer the question. Turn it down in the background, please. Turn that shit down.
Turn what down please. In the background?
Because I hear some noise in the background. Can you turn that? Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
I hear me in the background.
That's my fault. That's my music. They downstairs.
Okay. Okay, that's weird. Okay, so, what are you and the girl talking about? What are y'all talking about?
we just try and get to know each other and shit like that.
What are you talking about? What are you talking to her about?
What's her goals?
You're asking her what her goals are?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. So I'm glad that you have a friend now. Well, you got a brand new friend. So what's your question? What was your question?
But I feel like I always got to text her first. Like, it's been like 5 days. And like, well, she texted me first one time. But like,
okay, what did she, okay, Carla, what did she text you?
She said, hey.
And you, okay, let me get this straight. She texted you that 5 days ago?
No, we be talking like for 5 days consistently, like on the phone.
All right, she said, when's the last time she said, what did she say hey to you?
She said hey to me like a few days ago, but that's beside the point.
It is besides the point. Did you reply back to her?
Yeah, we've been talking. We've been on the phone.
All right, so what is your question? All right, what do you want? What's up? I got to show the road because I don't have time to read your mind. What's your question? What's up?
I haven't talked to her since yesterday. And
okay.
She ain't hit me up, so I'm just like, I told myself I ain't going to text her.
All right, brother, how old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay. All right, young man. Listen. All right, the last conversation you had, did she send you a message or did you send her one?
I sent her one first and then we had got on the phone.
You don't need to double check. Okay, listen. Then what I need you to do is go find something else to do and don't worry about her messaging you, okay? Don't get caught up.
That's what I'll be doing. But is it bad that... Is it bad that I'm waiting for her to text me? Because like I'm not waiting.
It's bad, young man, because you're like, emotionally caught in this woman.
Yeah,
you got your feelings.
Do you feel like I should like not even worry about that and text her first or like?
No, I'm not. Okay, listen. Don't listen. Put your phone down. Go pick up your joystick and go play some Call of Duty or some shit. Okay? All right? Go play some Call of Duty and don't worry about it, okay? Just go play some Call of Duty I'm just letting you know. Just go do that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? Okay? Yeah. That's your answer, okay? So don't message her, don't bother her. Just go play your Call of Duty, and if she messages you, that's cool. All right?
Yeah. So don't even worry about it.
Okay, caller. What part of what I'm saying don't you understand? Go play your Call of Duty and let it go. Okay? Don't call her, don't message her. Don't look at your phone. I'm trying to avoid you being emotionally.
Don't even talk to her no more.
No, I'm not saying don't talk to her. Okay, listen. Okay, there are women that you message, right? And they'll say something to you. You'll say something back, and they won't say nothing at all. But if you see them the next day, you can talk to them. It's okay. You're not playing games.
Oh, yeah.
So if you see her, talk to her, okay? But remember, if you're not interesting, she's not going to talk to you, okay?
Right.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and go, okay? But good luck to you, okay, young man?
All right, thank you.
All right, good luck to you, young man. Stand up, brother. 904, what do you want, dog? We waited 20 seconds. What do you want?
Did my call not go through?
No, it didn't fucking come through because you didn't call her.
No, I called her.
Why didn't you call her back and merge the call?
Okay, I'll call back.
And if you don't do it, don't call back because you're wasting the time. Mass Appeal, please change your name. Mass Appeal, please change your name to Boring as Fuck. Can you do that, please? Mass Appeal, change your name to Boring as Fuck. Please. Please.
Well, Steve, this is my first time doing the show, so I'm trying to figure everything out.
Man, don't give me that shit. Just press that merge. You got what? Look, wait. Why do y'all motherfuckers think I'm stupid? Y'all motherfuckers got iPhones and Androids. Y'all do this shit all the time. You call the fucking woman and you press merge. If not, just go. Just go. No, I did answer the question.
Call her saying the same thing again?
Well, I don't know what you said. We don't know if you said that or not. Master Peel, listen,
I just told her.
Wait, hold on. Master Peel, I did answer your question. You're not an interesting boy. So, God, look, brother, just sit on the sideline and let the men do what they need to do, sir. Please. Anyway, Carl, look, I got to finish with the show. Are you going to call her right now or not? Because I don't have time to wait. Are you going to do it or not? You don't have to. If you don't want to, it's cool. I got the show to do. So just, are you going to do it or not? All right, I'm going to let you go. Goodbye. All right, I don't have time to wait. Okay, so, guys, let me show y'all something. This comes from the thing of Tyler, and then we'll continue what we're doing. Now, Tyler, my dog, my student Tyler, was talking. He's got a new joint he's been talking to. And then, listen, I want y'all to see the profile right here, okay? I'll stop the world and melt with you. I love to travel, and being on or in the water, especially the ocean. Hold on, let me wear my, God damn it, y'all, he's so tiny over here. Sometimes I'm old, so I got to wear my glasses. Okay, here we go. To feed my soul, okay, by being outdoors, hiking, and experiencing the beauty. See, guys, this is what I tell you guys. Listen, don't fall for that bullshit. You see this bullshit right here? Don't fall for that bullshit. That's a lie. But I'm going to show you what Tyler said to her, because I'm not going to show you what Tyler said because y'all too busy stealing Tyler's shit. But Tyler replied back to her, okay? That's his reply right there, and this is what she's saying to Tyler. She said, phew! See, guys, he already won, but let's see what he says. Big smile over here. Very much enjoyed reading what you wrote. Slow and deliberate is very methodical. I love to take my time and enjoy every sensation. Wait, let's go back before we get to sensation. Is there anything here that says anything about sensation? Is there anything here that, I keep telling you, is there anything here that says anything about sensation? Absolutely not. Let's keep going. Savoring the taste. Always wanting more. And I sure you enjoy watching my tongue lick and swirl. Yes. And make sure that you get all of it and don't miss a thing. Good thing is I enjoy ice cream, especially when it's hot. I'll let you get back to work. Looking forward to you, and I will definitely text you. But wait a second, guys. I keep trying to show y'all game. See, all you guys actually think when a woman posts that fake bullshit profile, well, you know, I'm a good girl, and I love to go to church, and I'm looking for a church-going guy that is sweet, kind, thoughtful, and romantic, and, you know, I love to be outdoors, and I like to have fun, and I like to, all that bullshit, man. Stop falling for that shit. Now, I ain't going to tell you what Tyler wrote, but Tyler put a little bit of yickety-yak on her ass, and this was the message that he wrote to answer what she's saying, the introduction of what he's saying. Because Tyler is a student of the game, and this is why I keep telling y'all. You don't have to answer her answer. You got to remember the letter A does not have to explain itself. He's just breaking with things down. But if you can read what she's saying, you see that Tyler is winning. And this is why men win, okay? This is why men win, because we're talking to them, talking to them where – I know there's a naughty girl behind that fake smile, gentlemen, but we can't force naughty. So what we got to do is we got to make sure, okay, we got to make sure that when we're talking to her that we're not being dirty, but we're showing her why us. Tyler's just putting in his bid. This is his bid. He talks to all the women the same. And this is just another result of talking to the woman this way. And look what he did. See, women are not used to men talking to them the way Tyler did, how he was taught how to talk to women. And he's not being forceful. He's not pushing. He's not trying to plead, barter, anything. He's telling her what is. And through telling her what is she saying? Big smile over here. Enjoyed reading what you wrote. It's already done. It's already done. Not only is it done, that lady that likes to go outdoors and go hiking and all that stupid shit, she loves to take my time and enjoy every sensation of savoring the taste, always wanting more. And I'm sure I enjoy watching my tongue lick and swirl. Yes, to make sure I get it all and don't miss a thing. Good thing, guys, I enjoy ice cream, especially when it's hot. Now, like I told you, Lake, spread your ass cheeks. See, he's not taking Lake, spread your ass cheeks. He's taking the corner of your face and the pillow and your ass up in the air. But see, this is what I keep trying to tell you. No, it's that dick before it. No, it's ass in the pillow, ass in the pillow, face in the pillow, ass up in the air. But listen, the last thing she's saying is, I'll let you get back to your work. Looking forward to, listen to the words, not looking forward to talk to you, looking forward to you. I will definitely text you, okay? All right, hold on. Wait, Tyler, I'll grab it. I'll grab it right now. Hold on, Tyler. Let me grab it right now because we're just trying to show them the magic. That's the way. Hold on, Tyler. Let me see what you got. Tyler, I think you said the same thing. Oh, no. Wait. I'm sorry, Tyler. Let me say, Tyler, excuse me, brother. I'm sorry, Tyler. I got the second message. Let me post that. Wait. Wait, give me a second, Tyler, because I want to cover up what you say, because I don't want them cherry-picking off of your motherfucking yak that you're saying. So I will take that down, but let's see what she says. Let me just grab – I'll probably give them a pinch of what you're saying, but let me see here. Oh, no, God. Let me show you all some shit. So let's get here. All right. All right, let me grab a little bit of what's I'm showing y'all game. This is what I teach my students, all right? All right, so let's give him a pinch, Tyler. I'm not going to give him all of what you're saying. Yeah, it's going to give him a pinch of what you're saying, okay? A pinch of that. I'm not going to give it all because I don't want them guys to, they always steal from me, Tyler, and I don't want them. You work hard to get where you're at, and I don't want these guys to steal what you're saying because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So I got this, Tyler. I'm about to download it right now. Give me a second, gentlemen. Let me delete this. This is the second part of what the woman is saying. I hope y'all are watching the first part. But Tyler is being my student. This is what my students do. This is what my students motherfucking do. All right, so wait. Now, remember, this is the same woman that talks about she loves to travel. She loves being in water, in the ocean, to feel her soul, and she likes to hike and all that bullshit that women say, okay? Now, let's look at the next thing Tyler says. And I'm just going to give you a pinch of what Tyler says. I don't want to give all that shit away. Hold on, let me go to the download again. Here we go. All right, now I'm just going to give you a pinch of what he's saying. I'm not going to give you exactly what he's saying to her, but let me delete something. All right, let me go ahead and grab it now. I covered it up so y'all guys can't see it all, but I'll give you a little bit of what he said. So now let's look at what Tyler said. Now look at what he said. I'm not going to cover it all, but he said that sexy smile even better. I'll find some creative ways, all right, to get to the bottom of. Okay, we'll start with that. And let's look what she says. Thank you, okay, for the endearing chuckle that you just gave me. Lips are the best, just saying. Well, I guess we're lining up on board, okay? I love to share some pics of beauty I have experienced for the last 11 days. If you're interested, guys, it's already done. This is what game is, gentlemen. This is why I keep telling you what game is. When you learn game from what we're teaching you, this is the beauty about game. This is the beauty of it. And this is how you win as a man, okay? Jack Ryan says, I just conversation, I need help. All right, Jack. All right, Jack, let's see what you got, Jack. I got you, Jack. I got you, Mr. Jack. You need texting help, so let's open up what you have. Jesus Christ, Jack. Jack, come on, Jack. All right, I'm going to load this up, Jack. I'm going to load it up. Oh, boy. Samir Mindset, guys, you got a question, go ahead and ask. We got you covered. We're chopping it up about unpacking. I will break down some more unpacking, but let me go ahead and add what Jack wrote to a woman. He's messaging a woman. Don't worry about Jack. I'll take her name off and everything. I'm just going to show the message. We know her name is Wendy, but that's all they need to know. And let's look at this, okay? Let's look at this. And Jack, I'm going to, Jack, you got to understand. Jack, I just don't understand you surface dwellers. I just don't understand why you guys do what you do and think that this is going to make her wet between the ears. Why do y'all do this, Jack? Why? Jack, tell me why. Oh, Jack. Jackadiah. Jack. Let's look at what you did, Jack. Let's look at this, Jack. Oh, my God. Let's read this shit. Worth it for the fries. When you come back to set, guys, I'm not making this shit up. When you come back to San Francisco, when you come back, sir, it's when are you coming back? I got back Saturday. Nice, we should hang out sometime. His, like to just hang out or bang. Bang then hang. What if we only, see, no, man, this is, Jesus, I don't understand. All right, look. Let's look at this weak-ass shit here. Look at this shit. All right. Why are you talking about French fries, number one? And why do you give a fuck when she comes back, number two? Strike one, strike two. She already is back where she's saying. Nice. We should hang out. Hang out and do what? Hang out and watch TV? Hang out and do what, Jack? And do what, Jack? And the problem is that she's being the aggressor here, saying, just hang out or fuck. And look at you. Bang, then. Are you rapping? Why do you think she said, what if we only hang? You want to know why she said that? Because when you had the opportunity, when she said she got back Saturday, you should have told her, why don't you come back to my place? Because you know what? I've been thinking about those French fries, but I'm thinking about those French fries on your body. And not only do I want to taste the fries off your body, I want to taste your body as well. So what I want you to do is I want you to wear something sexy on Saturday night, come back to my place, and we're going to go from that point. But what did you do?
We should hang out sometime.
What is this movement to talk like you're in porn? Hey, Molly, I've got a package for you.
Oh, gee, do you really?
Ha, yeah, I do.
Oh, Mr. Man, what is that?
Ha, it's nothing. It's there for me to bang with.
I mean, is that supposed to get her pussy wet?
Hey, how you doing? Let's bang.
Are you in fucking high school? Are you a grown goddamn man? What the fuck is this? Please, guys, don't ever tell a woman you want to bang. Listen. Look.
I know you're back on Saturday. If you're not doing anything Saturday night or Friday night or whatever fucking night you want to be, I'd love for you to come over. And the reason I want you to come over is not to talk about French fries. And I'm here to ask you if you're back from San Francisco, because that's none of my business. I want you to come over here because you know what? I want to see you not only in my arms. I want to taste you. I want to be with you. I want you to come over here. Allow me to kiss you. Allow me to touch you. I got a lot of things I want to do, and I want to know that, hey, listen, come over at 7 o'clock. This is what I want you to wear. I love this color black or whatever. You know, wear something loose-fitting. Come over
And you know what? Let's see. Let's let the night happen. Let's see what happens with this night. Okay? Let's see how things go on. You know what I'm saying? Come on over to my place. I got this great dessert I'm gonna make for you. And we're gonna relax, we're gonna listen to some music, we're gonna sip on a little bit of wine, and you get to I'll even give you a tour of my place. But I look forward to opening that door, looking you in those beautiful sexy eyes and laying my lips on you, bringing you close to me and kissing you. So why don't you come over to my place later on? But you like, well, that's nice. Well, we should hang out sometime. A lot of that. I'm Jack. Let's hang out. And she's like, what? Jack, don't you want to fuck me? Jack. Or Jackie, if you want this pussy, maybe you should be telling me what to do versus asking me what to do. And that's where y'all guys go wrong. Listen, why do you think she asked hang out or bang? The reason she asked you that is because she's, okay, Jack, I know you're new here, so let me go ahead and give you the law of what we call, this is the law of what's her girl's name? Anyway, fuck it. Watch this, Jack. Watch this. So do you think you telling her what to do by,
well, I was wondering if it's okay if we hang out sometime.
Hang out sometime and do what? Hang out sometime and do what? Law of Jill Scott, thank you. Hang out and do what, man? And then this question right here. Let me answer this question. Brother. There is no such thing as a right time. You create it. Ooh, wait. There is no such thing as a right time to kiss her. You create the moment. Hey. 9:55 is going to be the right time. So wait, move away the clock. Wait a minute, hold on. Wait. Is that the 10? Oh, okay. We're at the right time. I mean, what the fuck is this shit? Come on, man. Y'all can't look at a clock. And look at the right time. Yeah, 39 seconds, women. Yeah, you got. What's our? Huh? There's 30. Oh, wait. Not yet. Wait. Hold on. 10, 9, 8, 7. Wait. Okay. The fuck is that? No, that's not it. That's not it. And I will explain why, my friend. See, if I told you the answer is yes, you would fuck it all up because you think being direct is sexy. Listen to me, young man. If you worship women, you cannot be direct because it's going to come off creepy. If you come off direct to a woman and you don't know what the fuck it is you're doing, it's going to come off creepy. So don't be direct. You see, the reason why Tyler can be direct is because Tyler has game. And when you have game, you can lead women and you can have conversations with women. Now, let me give you all an example. Let me show you.
See, when a woman feels safe enough around you and she feels that she can really let her hair down, okay, when she feels safe around you, let her hair down, they will start to talk to you in a way. They will share things with you. You don't have to be direct when you know what you're doing. When they wake up in the morning and they think about you, they will send you messages like this. They will tell you things that they want to do. They will instruct you on what they want right now, and you don't have to be direct. You've got to just show them. Remember I told you, you've got to create the moment. You've got to create the dress in this scenario. You got to figure out the dress in that scenario. And then what you got to do, like the dress, I'm not saying you are a dress, you have got to take that dress and put it up in your storefront to let her get curious enough to want to go in that goddamn store and put that dress on to see that this dress is going to make me feel fill in the blanks. But when you motherfuckers go around sitting around trying to beg and barter and shit, when you motherfuckers over there crying and wanting to be your fucking friend, and you motherfuckers try to, you know, get female hugs and from her, you motherfuckers want to sit around and listen to her talk about other dudes and shit, you motherfuckers want to go over there and just watch TV, Netflix and chill, then you try to do something, like, oh no, you're not that, but some of you motherfuckers want to put up her fucking Christmas lights and all that other shit, you want to go ahead and help her move, or when she's not feeling beautiful today because the man let her down, you want to just hold her because you think by holding her, she's actually going to want to fuck you. Are you serious? And I'm not trying to be funny here. So, no, you cannot be direct with her when you don't have game. You cannot be direct when you don't have game. Cannot do it. Which one do you recommend? Marines or Army? I would go Army. I ain't fucking with the Marines. I'm not fucking. Hey, Marines. Hey, that's some hardcore shit. I'm fucking Army. I'm Army. You go wherever you want, but I'm not fucking with the Marines. Fuck that. Nope. You got me fucked up. Nope. Not doing that shit. So anyway, like I was saying before, there's something else I want you guys to unpack. Guys, I got a question. You can put it in. There's 1 minute left to call into the show, but we were going to answer questions. But there's something I want to tell you guys. Okay. As I told you. Hurting a bitch. As I was telling you guys before about unpacking, we talked about unpacking the emotion side of you, but there's something else that you have got to unpack that nobody's ever talked to you about. Now, as you can see, I evolve every day. So what I must do is I must kill that person. But I want to make sure I say this before I show you this. Please do not kill yourself. This is not to commit suicide or do any bodily harm. This is just an analogy to show you how a man at his core really works, okay? Because who I am today is not who I am, who I was yesterday, nor who I'm going to be tomorrow. Because as I evolve and I become what I am, okay, I begin to learn new things about myself. And as the day goes by, I am learning the new me because there's so much about me that I learn. But also in learning me, I know that this me, I have got to eventually let go because this me is not the me for tomorrow. And that me at 11:59 and 59 seconds, I love this motherfucker. But I, in my mind, I must let him go because he is baggage if I don't. And I know this is deep. Let me show it. Let me say it again. He is baggage if I don't let him go because if I don't let who I am today go, then I'm holding myself back for who I should be tomorrow. So I cannot hold on to the baggage of who I am. And this is the problem with a lot of you guys. Some of you guys can let go of some emotion, but why aren't you growing? Because you're not letting go of you. You should not be the same fucking guy every day, all day. You should not be the same guy. Thank you. I want to say thank you for 128 likes. I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. You should not be the same guy. You should always grow and be more than what you actually are, okay? And what I'm saying to you guys that is important here, and that's why we're talking about letting go of baggage, gentlemen. That's why we're talking about letting go of these things, okay? You got to let go of things, and not just the things that make you miserable. Listen to me. This is deep. It is also the things that you feel good about. Let me explain why, because this is crucial. And this is the thing that your mind does to fuck you over. Sometimes we want to hold on to what makes us feel good. But what you don't understand is what you're holding on to is really doing harm to you. Because you're holding on to a moment, and a man is not a moment. I'm not a moment in time. And if you're feeling good about something, and I'm not saying don't feel good, I'm saying when you feel good about that thing and you hold on to that thing, you're adding baggage to you because you're carrying over yesterday to you to tomorrow you. And that means you're not elevating yourself. You're becoming stagnant and complacent. You're technically camping out because you're holding on to the feeling. You're holding on to the woman. You're holding on to how she makes you feel. And because you're holding on to that, it's doing more damage to you, if that makes any sense. Please, I hope that makes any sense, okay? Please understand. I hope that makes any sense because what I'm saying is that if you meet a beautiful woman and you're feeling good about yourself, listen, enjoy it. Hey, man, hey, buy yourself a beer. I tell all you guys, if you exchange numbers with a woman and buy yourself a fucking beer. Celebrate it. Celebrate the moment today. Enjoy the moment. Celebrate it. But when you go to bed and you think about that graveyard, like I always tell you, it is time to let him go. It is time to say thank you for today. But I need to go to my tomorrow, not as I am right now, because where I'm at right now, I don't want to be this person today. And listen to me. The more you elevate, remember, gentlemen, I'm telling you this for a reason, okay? I want to show you the reason. Remember I told you guys out there that when you're dealing with a woman, you see, the reason why you hold her at her cliff is because you're also holding yourself back from elevating who you actually are. And if you're not elevating who you actually are, she is going to be stagnant as well. She becomes stagnant. But what I'm saying is once you begin to elevate and you begin to grow, then you can drive her past that point, gentlemen. Remember, gentlemen, you are the creator of your world. But what you are not is the last domino. Remember, a lot of you guys live your life by looking at the last domino, thinking the last domino is actually what you are. You are not the last domino. You are a man that is a creator of what you are, your world, your kingdoms, and all these other things. So if you are that person, you have got to be able to let go of that person, no matter how much you love him, no matter how good he makes you feel. Because listen, guys, there is confidence. Sometimes there is confidence in feeling good. You see what I'm saying? There's confidence in feeling good. And sometimes we want to hold on to that feeling because if I understand how it feels. It feels great when you feel good enough, you're talking to them, ah, man, it feels good, man. I'm gonna hold on to this shit. I'm saying let go. Because what I'm trying to train your mind to do is to appreciate moments, but not live in the moment. You're not a moment. You're a man. And you're going to have moments of what? Wins and victories. So you're always going to have moments of failure and defeat. So if you're holding on to any of these moments and you're carrying your ass over in tomorrow, are you actually evolving or are you being complacent? Thus, are you holding in baggage that is stopping you from growing? But let me answer this question real quick. What tips do you have for sex? I satisfy every time, at least climax three times before me. So why do I take it to the moon? Funny, you just said that I'm a Marine. Well, I say this with love. And listen, young man, thank you for serving our country. I appreciate you, and I love what you're doing. Hoo-ah to you, and I'm serious. But now let's get to the question. I need you to stop lying. I need you to stop lying. I need you to stop lying. Because if you're getting three climaxes before you and she is not going to a moon or getting in the shuttle to get to the moon, then you're fucking lying. But let me explain something to you. Mutt is like, yeah, Mutt, see what I'm saying? Mutt, you see what I'm saying? I got this, Mutt, but Mutt get it. Brother, this is what I'm saying. What a lot of you guys don't understand, and I'm not here to hurt feelings. Okay, this is not for me to hurt feelings. I want to actually be honest with you guys. I don't want y'all to feel bad, but I want to keep it a book. A lot of you guys don't know what you're doing in the bedroom, okay? So what happens is the woman has to get herself off where she may touch a part of her body or rub a part of her body to make herself come. And it is not you that is making her come. She is doing it herself. Because if you have to ask this question, and again, I'm not knocking you for what you're saying, but it's just weird to me that if she's coming three times and she hasn't gone to the moon, okay? See, goddamn it, Coach Justin, you motherfucker. See, this is why I hate Coach Justin, but this is why I fuck with Coach Justin. Goddamn, you took my thunder, Coach Justin. Goddamn. See, this Coach game. See, this is Coach Justin is right, and this is where you're wrong. See, brother. I'm going to give you an example. Let's say I'm going to see her on Friday. All right, let's say I'm going to see her on Friday. See, you seeing her on Friday, that means when you see her on Friday, she's going to have three orgasms. I'm going to just take what you're saying. You're going to give her three orgasms. Let's say, wait, today's Monday. Okay, today being Monday, you're going to see her on Friday. So when you see on Friday, you're going to give her three orgasms. I'm going to take what you're saying as truth, but I'm going to say in your truth, this is where you're fucking up, okay? So me, if I know I'm about to see your fucking ass on Friday, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm going to rest her up a little bit. Not going to do too much on Thursday, but then Friday's going to be on. She's going to nut three or four times on Monday, three or four times on Tuesday, three or four times on Wednesday. She's gonna get breakfast. I don't want it too sore. So we gonna give a middle Thursday break, and then Friday we're gonna move some motherfucking furniture. Listen to what I'm saying. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We going down Orgasm Street. Thursday, I'm gonna give her a break, and then Friday, we gonna move some furniture. So she's not at the moon with me. I think she's past Jupiter, going past Neptune, and shit. She's going far out, because remember, here's the problem: you're basing her orgasm as doing something, but please understand this, my brother. Good sex or great sex is not a physical. Now, remember, it's what I tell you. And I tell a woman this in a heartbeat, because a lot of women are under this impression that they've had great sex. So that's not what I'm talking about right there. Let me get to where the fuck I'm going. Sorry, let me get to this. So what I'm saying is this. Okay, so sex to her is a physical, knowing that she's emotionally driven, guys. Y'all don't understand the connection of the two. Emotion plus a physical gives great sex, because what I'm trying to tell you, if you're emotionally connected with her on that level, I keep telling you, doesn't matter how big your dick is, doesn't matter about the girth, it doesn't matter if you're premature coming, I'm saying that there, okay, women love dick, and that's not where I'm going with this. I'm saying that if all you're giving her is dick and she's coming off of that, what happens when she meets a motherfucker like me that I'm gonna connect the mind first, where there's gonna be a love, a desire, and a want. It's a difference right now. She's coming over to fuck you, but she's not coming over to fuck you. Hey, everybody, listen to me. This is what I'm saying. I'm trying to break this down. Please follow me. Okay, listen to me. Listen to me, Kevin. I got you, though. Just listen to me. Listen. The problem is, oh, shit. I got froze. Okay, I'm sorry, froze. Look, the problem is she's coming over to fuck you because there is some attraction there, okay? And because there's attraction there, yes, she's coming over to spread her legs to fuck you, okay? Shout out, God. Thank you very much, God of Blackness. I appreciate it, G. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, God. Thank you, brother. I got you, man. Let me throw some love back at you, God. Hold on 1 second. But what I'm saying to you guys, I want y'all to listen, because this is very important, because there is a huge fucking difference in what the fuck I'm talking about. Listen to me. I'm gonna try to break it down again so y'all guys can understand what I'm saying. A woman, okay? A woman will come over to fuck, but she's not coming over to fuck. I know y'all don't follow me, so I'm gonna slow it down. CK Dog, you got her. She's interested, and she's coming over to have sex with you. So she's just coming over there, and she's coming over there, and there is, okay, Let's get, you know, take off her clothes and y'all kiss and mess around. And, you know, she lies on the bed and y'all are fucking and doing your thing. And she's got her 3 orgasms. When they come in to fuck, when you open that goddamn door, guys, when y'all in high school, you ever have a bully? Have you ever had someone like just grab your chest and like grab your fucking shirt, like just like grab you, like just like grab you and pull you to them to like you open the door and they just like grab you and get your ass over here and then they kiss you and say, get your ass in that room. And they slam the door behind you. And they, like, grab your ass. And they fucking throw you down. And they, like, fuck. And then they just rip your fucking clothes off. And like the cure to cancer is somewhere in your body. I don't know. The cure, whatever the cure is. Where she literally, like, I want that cup. I'm talking about rubbing up her pelvis on you. I'm talking about kissing you. I mean, heavy breathing kissing. And it's just wild. It's like, oh, my God. And you're kind of like doing this. And you know, you see your fingers at the crack. And they go, eee! She's shaking your head. But what I'm saying is,
when they grab your ass and they like, I want you to take this motherfucking pussy. I want you to fuck this shit up. I want you to treat this shit. Come on, fuck. That's what they come on. They just go, God damn it, don't give me harder. And then sometimes they will smack you in your face. God damn it, give it to me, God damn it. Or look. See what's happening to you, dog. She's like, okay, get on my knees. And she's bouncing along while you smash it from the back. But when she's fucking you, she's like throwing that ass back up. That's all you got. Come on, get to that. Smack my ass. Grab the cheek. Split my ass cheeks over. Smack it. I'm such a naughty girl. Pull my hair. Spill it. I'm so bad. I'm so naughty. Make me naughty. Make me naughty. Daddy. Oh, daddy. Oh, God, daddy. You see, there's a difference. You know, when you fucking, she's like, Oh, yes. But when she fucking you, oh, you goddamn nerdy motherfucker. That's right. Yeah, you goddamn right. You goddamn right. Shut your goddamn ass up. Shut your ass up. She'll hop up off you and sit on your face. Shut your ass up and suck that piss. Goddamn, suck that. And like, look. The claws will like kind of like grab your fucking cranium and yank it. So you kind of like, you like. This and you can't breathe because you're going to the front. And she's like, oh no, you ain't going out like that, motherfucker. Who the hell? You ain't get this pussy. You don't want that. And then look, and then she cool enough, like while she's straddling your face, she'll grab your head and keep it on her private part. And she'll take her other hand, start jerking your dick. Yeah, I want that dick. Don't your dick ain't going down today. No, I'm gonna get the nectar out of that dick. Oh yeah. Now, what I'm saying is, see, that's when it went fuck. And you like, you like, and she just bounced, she just, and then she like, turn your head, cowgirl. Oh, yeah, take it. Come on, get me on that wall. And she played up against the wall. Yeah, get it, girl. God, I want you to get that goddamn girl. Get that motherfucker. You ready to get that shit. You ready to get that shit. Fall that shit. Oh, you so bad. Get that shit, motherfucker. Ooh. What I'm saying is that's when she wants to fuck. See, when, you know, she'll say, come on. You get, oh, you got my head. Oh, you're going to place him in the wall. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is so great. Oh. Like she's singing like a fucking Beyonce song with Shotty. She's like, ooh, yeah, emotion. But when they fuck, oh, that's it. No, you ain't grabbing that asshole. Put your finger in my asshole. I told you to do this shit. Oh, that's all I got. I heard it hard work. Come here. And then she'll throw your ass over there. I mean, it's all she's doing is toss you around. It's just when she wants to fuck you. See, there's two totally different things. Oh, yeah, and when she's, like, in between your legs and sucking your dick, she's like, oh, God, oh, I missed the dick. And she'll be, like, kissing the pole. And she'll be like, oh, I missed the dick. And she'll rub it on the side of it. And then sometimes she'll be like, oh, that's it. I've been so naughty. Oh, yeah. And you're like, God damn. Watch the butt. Now, you got to kind of watch the balls because they are kind of sensitive. But they don't give a fuck. They just want that. They want that dick. They want to be smacked with the dick. Like, smack. Yes. Oh, I've been waiting for this dick all day. Oh, my God. Come here. I love you. Yes, I got you. I mean, they start talking to the dick in like the third person and shit. See what I'm saying? So I'm saying that, my brother, there's a difference between when she wants to fuck. Or, and again, I'm saying like when she wants to fuck, she's going to, you know, it's going to be nice. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a little rough, but. She's like, let's just go to the bedroom. Come on. Oh, yeah. Let's just do it on the bed. But when she want to fuck a big meal, God damn it, move these goddamn dishes. Take this foot. Hey, it's kind of like, don't slam her on the table. But I'm talking about on her back, she's bumping. She's like, she's trying to fuck you back in every position because she wants that dick like the world is coming to an end. She's like, just take this, bite me. That's it. You like this. You're like, yeah. Oh, God, I love how you bite me. Motherfucker. Didn't I say bite me, bitch? Fucking bite me.
Yeah, that's it. Ah, that's you so bad. Yeah, that's it. That's it. I mean, it's like a demon comes out of her and shit. You see what I'm saying? It's like they just wow. Like their head starts spinning like Exorcist. They're like, bite me, you nasty motherfucker. And they'll start talking shit back to you. Oh, you bitch. You ain't shit. You don't show me what's up. You motherfucking shit you wear, sir. You shut your goddamn mouth. I mean, they'll talk to you. That's what I'm saying. So there's two totally different things. I'm not saying you're not giving an orgasm, but I'm saying when she's connected and she gets to let her hair down, oh, man, get that phone call. Hey, got an idea. Guess where I'm at? Where you at? At the store. Where do you think I'm at in the store? Shit, I don't know. Where are you in the store? I'm in the vegetable section. Okay. Well, let me take a photo. Look at this cucumber. What do you think? Is it good? You like that size? You want to try something new? So I'm just saying that, gentlemen, there is definitely a difference between fucking and fucking. Now, y'all, listen. Now, that's two levels. But for the average guy, cool girl, is it okay? Cool girl, come over. You know I've been trying to get. Come on, baby, come over. Baby, why don't you come over, baby? Baby, please, baby. Baby girl, come over, baby. Come on, girl, come on. Okay. Let me say and find the door. It's actually not. She's not doing like this. She's trying to even make a noise. She's opening the room door. Oh, what's up, girl? Come on in. Yeah, girl. We'll go have a seat and everything. This has got Netflix on. We can chill and everything and stuff like this. You know what? It's getting kind of late. I ain't got too much time. My mother has got abducted by aliens, so I only got about an hour. Oh, shit, girl. It's all good, baby. Man, come over here. And she's like, okay, you slow down a little bit. You hurt me. Slow down. It's okay. Yeah, kiss, like trying to break your teeth. You kind of scrape with your teeth. Can you give me a second, please? I gotta go to the ladies' room. I just gotta freshen up. And she will go into the fucking bathroom. Girl, you gotta get your respect. I don't think I can do this. And then the woman in the mirror, like, bitch, you better get your ass in there. Fuck that. Girl, there's a new Prada bag that's coming out next week, and you better get your ass. Okay. And it's like the person in the fucking mirror, they go grab her ass. And be like, girl, you better get your ass. They go, fuck that motherfucker. Girl, it's only going to be 3 minutes. You just 3 minutes. Okay, get together, girl. Okay, I know I can. I think I can. I'm good. Okay, let's go in there. Okay. Hold on, let me take off my nipples are a little sensitive. Wait, slow down. Slow down. It's okay. I'm kidding. Yeah, baby, I've been wanting to get these titties. Smacking the titties up in his face and shit. Like, I've been wanting to get this titty, girl. It's like, yeah, okay. Okay. No music, lights on. I can see your whole entire room. No music. Lights on. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Ow. Wait. Slow down. Slow down. No, baby. I got this. I got to eat that pussy. Ow. Your teeth hit my clit. Slow down. Wait. No, oh, baby, I've told you, girl, I'm a tear this ass up. So then he get inside the ass, and she laying on her back like this. I forgot, did I feed Vittles last night? Or did I feed Vittles before I left? Yeah, I do have to call my mother. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, that's it. Yeah, Daddy. Yeah. Oh, and then she flips on her knees and everything. Did I record Young and the Restless today? I gotta make sure. I'm gonna call my girl and see if she recorded it so we can watch it. Oh, yeah. Daddy. You're really doing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, it's just, ow, yeah. No, I'm not. Oh no, can you get some lubricant? I'm just feeling kind of dry right now. Lubricant, okay. And then she's riding him and shit. Well, I think I'm out of balsamic vinegar. I know there was a sale on maxi pads. I think I did. I get that coupon. Did I get a Sunday coupon? I got to call my best friend Josh and make sure he has a coupon. Oh, yeah, you're doing such... Oh, my God. And then she runs in the bathroom like you spit acid on her. And she's like... Hey, I'm sorry, but y'all... I'm telling y'all, man. Y'all motherfuckers, that's your life, man. And y'all be like, yeah, baby. Hey, I tore that egg, man. I fucked it for a good 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Shit, I tore that pussy up, girl. Now you go soak that pussy when you get home. You go rest that pussy, girl. Oh, yeah, oof. I am definitely going to soak my pussy. Yeah. Okay, it's getting late. I gotta go. My mother, aliens, Bigfoot. Okay, and y'all guys think I'm playing with y'all? I'm serious, man. Y'all don't understand how they just sit around and like, oh my God, all this for a fucking iPhone? What, 14? All of this for my rent to be paid? Oh my God, I am never doing this again. Never, I swear. This again, I can't believe I went over there. Oh my God. So I'm just saying that for a lot of you guys, there are levels to fucking. There are women that's going to fuck you, right? You'll fuck her. There's the wild ones that want to fuck you. The ones that you can tell one that wants to fuck you because they don't mind telling you that shit. You know, I'm a little wet right now and shit. You making my pussy wet. I'm tingling a little bit. So you have those, but then you have those ones that just, you get on their nerves. I mean, they find good in you because you're a great guy. You listen and, you know, maybe one day if a meteor heads towards Earth and she's got to marry a guy, she'll fuck with you type shit. So there are different levels to this, but there's also levels of them fucking without fucking, and this is where the woman has game, because that's the same woman that says, okay, well, hey, Roger, hi, oh, my God, how are you doing? Oh, I'm fine, just checking on you, see what you're doing. Oh, nothing. Oh, what are you up to? Nothing. Wait, what's wrong? Oh, no, nothing. It's just, oh, God, it's such a long day. I really haven't even eaten much. Or that, or B, man, I went shopping today and I saw this beautiful dress or beautiful shoes or beautiful purse. You name it.
I saw, oh, wow. Oh, shit, girl, ain't nothing too special for my girl. Baby, hey, baby, what's your app name, your Zell? Okay. Yeah, gonna use me for a sucker. Okay, got you, girl. Hey, baby, check your Zell. Check your app. I got something for you, girl. Ain't nothing too good for my girl. Oh, my God. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. I don't know what I am going to do with you. See, you were just, you know what? I'm not trying to be too pushy, but hey, guys, there's magic in it. I keep telling you, there's magic in this. Guys, look, to you guys, it's an index finger. But to her, it's magical. It's magic. I mean, it's beautiful. Now, guys, to you guys, it's just a regular index finger. Y'all like, damn, Steve, why are you looking at an index finger like it's like that? What's so special about it? Guys, I'm going to show you the magic in this. There's so much magic in this index finger. Now, watch the magic. Watch the magic. Now, look, I'm going to move the mic, and I'm going to show you the magic trick. Because the magic, everything is here. The power is right here. Here we go, the magic. Okay, watch. Watch the magic, okay? Watch the magic. This is what you're going to do. I'm going to call the phone. You got a phone. Okay, now this is a skill. It's like a left-right thing. So based on if she's right-handed, now, see, she can't have the phone right at her because there's not a great angle. So she will, I'd say, not a 90, about right there. Let's see. It's about right there, guys. About that angle right there. That's a good angle. Because the angle is a good symmetric. It's a beautiful angle. So they know the angle. Okay? All right, ready? Ready, guys? Y'all ready? Here comes the magic. And it's beautiful. Guys, y'all think I'm fucking with y'all. Y'all motherfuckers actually think I'm fucking with y'all. I'm telling y'all. Her index finger is so magical. It's so much magic in this motherfucker because this is all she has to do. And guys, all remember when you see a woman, just look for the scar. And the scar should be somewhere right here on the side of her finger, right on the side of the index finger. That should be scarred up because the scar tissue of rubbing her fucking fabric and keep pulling it down will leave a scar mark. So just rub for the scar mark. Because you'll see how many moments all she had to pull that bitch down. Show them, hey, not even showing titty. It's cleavage. Or, hold on, guys. Let me show y'all. I'm sorry about titty. I'm sorry. She'll take it. And she'll tie that shit. I can't even tie that shit up. So let me see, y'all. She'll tie that bitch up. All right, let's say she tied it. I'll just say this is a tie, okay? Let's say she ties up. So she'll tie it up. She'll tie the top to show a little bit of belly in between that. And then she will go find either the tightest short shorts or a little bit where it has a little bit of ass cheek out. Not much. Just a little bit. But that's payment. That's payment. Okay, hold on. Let me see. You got a question here. Hold on. Hey, no. I'm just saying, Black. I know the women like, Steve, you ain't shit for this. I'm just saying. Hold on. Question. Hey, Steve, how do you handle when one of your girls knows that you have another woman but keeps on asking when you talk that you've been fucking them and then it gets upset when you're honest? Nathan, my friend, we might have to do a show on this, but Nathan, listen. La, 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 la. Me, la. Nathan, I'm just clearing up the air pipes to say, get the fuck out. There you go. I don't know why you guys allow these women to ask you these fucking questions. Listen. If you are asking me a question, I will answer your question. But you better not give me an attitude for asking the question. If you would listen, I am not going. Listen, one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to divulge information. I'm not going to just say, well, I'm fucking other girls. Now she's now Nathan. Now a lot of women are smart enough to try to move the pieces of the board a little bit to try to make you jealous by telling you, oh, I'm going out on a date with this guy, and I don't really need you, and I got this other guy calling me, and I'm on a period, I'm a Pisces, and I just don't, all that stupid shit. You got all that stupid shit, right? What I am saying is that you don't throw other women in their face. You know they're going to ask you about other women, but you don't throw a woman in their face. So when she's asking about another woman, you give her the information she wants. But if she gives you an attitude for asking what she wants, remember, I didn't ask you to ask me. You asked me. But if she's giving you an attitude, remember, Nathan, hold on, Nathan. Oh, wait, let me do it the right way, Nathan. Let me show you something, Nathan. Oh, Nathan, watch this shit, Nate. Nate, you ever see those old, like, old school, like King movies and shit? Hear ye, hear ye. It is said by our Lord, King Nathan E. of Dick Batty, that you and I are just fucking. And it is on this day of our Lord, the year of our Lord, 2022, the month of May 23rd, that there is an agreement above said parties that you are not going to ask me any fucking questions like that, or thou shall get fired. Oh, shit. Come on, man. Y'all got to be able to control y'all stable. You know what? We got to talk about stable control. All right, we'll probably talk about that tomorrow night. We'll talk about stable control. How would you put your bid in on a woman whose name you already... Wait, what? How would you put your bid in to a woman whose name you already know by? What the fuck are you talking about? What? Sir, if you please, guys, listen to me. Because I'm going to show you something about women that they don't want you to know. They are smart enough to play dumb. They are smart enough to play dumb. Every fucking day you see her, she's like, I know he wants to fuck me. I know he wants to fuck me. I know he wants to fuck me. I know. Mm-mm. Can't fuck him. He's not assertive. He's just beating around him. But look at him. Say, hey, good morning. Yeah, I know he's looking at my ass. Mm-hmm. He's going to wag a little bit more. I know he's looking at my ass right now. Oh, I know he wants to fuck me. I know he wants to fuck me. I know he wants to fuck me. And every day goes by that you've been beating around the motherfucking bush. Oh, I know he wants to get this ass. Yeah, girl. Yeah, you see, wait, hey, girl, watch this shit. Hey, watch it. Watch this, girl. Watch. I'm going to walk right past him, and he's going to act like he ain't watching me, and watch how he look at his ass. Watch it, girl. You know, they give fist bumps and shit to their girls and shit. Watch this. Hi, Roger. Hey, Roger. Hey, how you doing, girl? Yeah. I mean, he doing all kind of shit. You know these motherfuckers be doing that shit. And if they ain't doing that shit, they're fucking thinking it. Now, let's say Halloween's coming around. Right? You know, So Halloween's coming around, and she's like, let me find a motherfucking dude. What, a weapon? Hey, what's up, baby? Hey, baby, you know, I know you didn't do it last year because you were with that bitch, but you think you can find in your heart to just help me with my Halloween life? I just have so much trouble with it. Girl, man, why don't you just call some motherfucker up? Why are you bothering me? Why are you such a dick? You're such a dick, weapon. Girl, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to show him that I'm every woman. It's your Beyonce told me that I'm special. So fuck that. I'm going to show that motherfucker. I don't need that motherfucker. And what's she going to do? She's going to call Roger up. Roger. Hi, Roger. Who this? Come on, stop playing, Roger. You know it's me. Oh, hey, hi. What's going on? Oh, nothing. Just over here trying to figure out these Halloween lights. They're all tangled up. Well, hey, I got an idea. Just throw those things away. You don't want that. Why don't we make a date out of it? Or why don't we go to Wally World or Target? You know how them motherfuckers talk. For y'all guys, that's Walmart or Target. Why don't we go to Wally World and go in the lighting section and we'll build a great Halloween festival for us? Roger, Roger, you know what? I don't really normally do this, Roger. Thank you, Roger. So that motherfucker and her go to Walmart, and she know that she gonna keep Roger close, but at a distance, because she knows she got game. These women ain't gonna tell you this shit. These women are game the fuck up. She knows exactly what the fuck she's doing. She knows exactly what she's doing. And then when she get Roger over to her place, because Roger think he fucking. Oh, man. Roger, hey, it doesn't matter if it's the first time or it's been weeks or months. Roger's saying, man, I'm about to fuck. God, he'll call his boys up. Hey, Sam. Yeah. Well, hey. Oh, really? You got to level 4 on your game? Wow, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, oh, well, I always say, yeah, try the elf major. Yeah, the elf. Yeah, don't use the wizard. Do the elf. Well, anyway, we'll talk about that later. Are you going to the Harry Potter dress-up club? Yeah, I am too. Oh, man, I'm going to try the Harry Potter glasses. Oh, anyway, hey, PK, guess where I'm at? Yeah, today's the day. Yeah, oh, my God. Dude, I mean, it has been fucking 3 years, 6 months. Shit, 4 days and fucking... I mean, if I look at my clock, I'm probably off because we have changed time zones. But it's probably 5 hours. Oh, yeah. It's going down. Oh, I'm going to beat the fuck out of her pussy. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tear it up. Oh, my God. Wait till she gets a load of Roger. And especially when I go Harry Potter on her. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Look. See you at the Harry Potter thing? I got to go. She come back. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I'm going straight Harry Potter on that pussy. Hey, remember, don't use the wizard. Use the fucking elf. That level is very hard, okay? All right, we'll talk about it later, okay? What about lunch? Lunch maybe tomorrow, 11 o'clock? All right, we'll hang out at lunch and we'll go stare at some women or something. Okay, go. Hey, you're back. Oh, Roger, wow, it's so beautiful. Oh, my God, it's so lovely. Roger, look at that. Wow, you see the witches in the... Oh, my God, Roger, this is so awesome, Roger. Oh, my God, Roger, you're so... Roger, any God, Roger, you're so perfect. Any woman would be happy to be with a guy like you. And he's like,
You know, it's been a long time, and time that I confess something to you. I'm kind of attracted to you, and I would love for you to be my girlfriend. Oh, what? Wait, Roger, can you excuse me for a second? I just got to take it all in. Oh, gosh, where's this coming from? Okay, Roger, just give me a second. Can you give me a second, Roger? Yeah, thank you, Roger. And she'll go into the fucking bathroom and look at her goddamn, you bitch, what the fuck are you doing, girl? You've been holding this motherfucker off for 3 goddamn years, 6 fucking months, and fucking 4 days. In 55 seconds, bitch! What the fuck are you doing? Where did you go wrong? Holy shit. Is it the outfit? It's not too bad, is it? My titties? Wait. She put her little turtleneck on and shit. Okay, let me fix this. You know, girl, what the fuck are we doing? What the fuck, girl? Okay, we got this. Church of Beyonce, I'm every woman, it's all in me. Okay. Roger, can we talk for a second? Roger, I really appreciate that you are telling me how you feel, but I mean, Roger, I just...
And here you go, guys. In her mind, she's doing the Price is Right. Friend, brother, friend-brother combination. She's just trying to find the right words to use right now.
Oh, Roger, I was just under the pressure. You're such a sweet guy, and you're so kind, and you're so... I mean... Oh, my God, Roger, I love to talk to you. I just feel so connected to you. And I don't want to lose our friendship. Roger, I don't want to lose our friendship. Your friendship means so much to me because, Roger, I mean, I've just never had someone that was just so endearing and so kind and caring. And I feel like if I sucked your dick or fucked you, I just feel like it would destroy what we built up. And, Roger, I don't want to lose you. Wait, hold on. No, Roger, I just feel like I let you down, Roger, because you're like a brother to me, Roger, and I'm so sorry. I'm such a dick. How did I see it, Roger? You're such a great guy. I should have known. Please buy this bullshit. Oh my God, I should have known, Roger.
And what that motherfucker will be like? Oh no, no, don't cry.
It's okay.
Things take time, you know. If you let something go. It comes back to you. It's yours. And if it doesn't, it was never meant to be. And it's okay. Roger, I just feel like I let you down, Roger. No, it's okay. And she's like, fuck, I know I got to do this shit. Take one for the team.
Roger, can I hug? Can I have a hug, please? I just feel so terrible. And she hugged her. Like, hurry up, girl.
You know, like the rodeo, like you hold on a bull for like 6 seconds and shit before you get kicked off. She kind of said, hurry up, because I can feel, oh my God, is his dick getting hard? Oh my God, his dick is getting hard. I got to let go.
Roger, Roger, I think you're the best friend ever. And I would never want to lose your friend. And see what I'm saying to y'all motherfuckers? Y'all don't think women know what the fuck they're doing? They know what they're doing. They're smart enough to play fucking dumb. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. Weapon X, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. They're smart enough to play dumb. Z asked a question. Steve, I made her feel sexy when she was camping, and it worked. Salute to you. Well, that's a statement, not a question. Let me see here. Yeah, let me see. I think I got all the questions here. But what I'm saying is that
y'all have to understand that women are smart in the game. And here's the thing. They're so smart that they can make you feel like what you're doing is actually your idea. Y'all hear what the fuck I'm saying? I think that shit went over your head. They're so smart, they can make you do shit to make you feel like you're actually doing it because it's a beautiful gesture, and all they do is position you. Man, these women have game. This is why you got to be real with these women and stop bullshitting with them. They got game, man. Let me see. Hold on a second. What the fuck is this? Hold on a second. Hold on, let me see. Okay, I'm back. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is that women are smart, and they will act dumb around you, but they are so fucking, and this is not me kissing their ass, I'm being honest with you, they're very cold and calculated to the average guy because they know how to play you motherfuckers. But I bet you that Weapon X motherfucker that said no to her, guess who she giving the pussy to? She gave the pussy to that motherfucker because he ain't begging or something. He's like, fuck, I don't need that shit. Go do that shit your damn self. And even though she might pout a little bit, she's going to do that shit, and guess who she's going to take a picture of? She's going to take a picture of the lights and everything and send that shit over to Weapon X and say, is he doing anything? I want to come over there and suck your dick. So I'm just saying for y'all guys out there, everything in what you do is very important in the game. All you guys, okay? All right? But Carl, here's the thing. She makes a new post on social media. Well, that's what I'm saying. He'll heart the post. That's what I'm saying. Women have banks and see, y'all, this is what y'all understand. And this is why you got to respect the game, because if they have other guys that do shit for them, why are you threatened by them? Let them do what they're supposed to do. They have a job to do, and their job is to buy shit and do shit. So don't fuck up the ecosystem. Don't get mad at her because she has got... Guys, I say to all of you guys listening to me, if you met or had groups of women that will give you shit for free, tell me you're not going to take that shit. Don't fucking even lie. You know, if somebody was like, yo, let me buy you a dinner today. Let me buy you a drink today. Matter of fact, guys, tomorrow's show with Lucario, here we go again. Y'all motherfuckers trying to get that quick pussy by trying to hide behind a dinner and then another woman saying, I don't want to fuck with you, then you getting your fucking feelings. So we're gonna show that one. And then I got another video we're going to show where y'all can't handle aggressive women. So we're going to do that tomorrow morning at 12 with Ricardo. But I'm saying to y'all guys out here that the game has a lot of depth with these women. And these women are not bullshit, all right? These women, look, they know if they want to fuck you. They know if they want to fuck you. Because if they want to fuck you, they're going to see, again, listen, guys, just because she wants to fuck you doesn't mean she's going to fuck you. Because she's going to put some fillers out there, see what kind of man you are. Okay, how you talking to her? How you moving? How you thinking? Because if I give this motherfucker a pussy, I mean, listen, and this is I'm not bushing you. Am I going to give him the pussy where he going to fucking run behind me, handcuff me, follow me around, and fucking follow me and stalk my ass, right? Or is he going to be cool with it, we fuck, and then he going to go about his way? When I want to get my fuck on, I'll call him. When I want to eat my pussy, I'll call him. When I want to suck his dick, I'll call him. So I don't know. Let me put these little fillers out. Let me put them out. Let me see how we going to act. Well, yeah, I just love listening to this music because that music puts me in the mood. Motherfucker over there? Shit, girl, hey, check your phone. Let me see this dick pic, girl. Let me go ahead and get that pussy right now. Let's fuck. Yeah, girl. Fuck the shit out of you, girl. Yeah. I'll fuck the shit out of you to that music and shit like that. Yeah, girl, fuck you. And I'm, yeah, let me get that pussy in. And you're like, ooh, ooh, ooh. She go that way, and let me go to the next filler and shit. All right. Well, that was close. Well, you know what? I love this music, and, you know, it just puts me in the mood. Well, shit, girl, you know what? I love hearing you in the mood because, you know what? Listening to that music really relaxes you a little bit, and it takes you away. You know what? It's a good thing. You know, what I love and I find sexy about you is when you're able to share a little bit of information with me. I'm cool with that. You know what? I like where we going with this stuff and shit like that, all right? Well, and, right, okay, you see that right there? And she's like, okay. I think I'm going to go ahead and fuck this motherfucker. Y'all see? Y'all guys, Mr. Boy, they ain't going to put, guys, these, listen. These women have so many dicks they're flooded with on a daily basis that they have got to weed you motherfuckers out quickly. I'm talking about friend zone, creepy. Friend zone, nice guy, creepy, friend zone, friend, buddy, hang out with, dinner, chauffeur, Christmas life, Halloween life. He going to be my maintenance man over there. Okay, I was saying quickly, because the flood of dick is coming in so fast that they have got to manage that shit. Okay, dinner, drink, hang out, go call, hey, we're going to go shopping. He's going to be my shoulder. Oh, my God. He's going to be my chauffeur. Chris, I mean, they just boom. They doing this on a daily basis, and that's why they skilled it. Hey, these motherfuckers so skilled. They like a kung fu motherfucker. They got their hand behind their back and they blindfolded and shit. They just be like, dinner. Chauffeur, you over there. You there. Got you. I don't even need to see your motherfucker. I know you. They so cold. With game, they know, guys, listen to me. As soon as you open your mouth, or at least by the second or third word of your text message, and sometimes it's just the first word, that is going to tell her exactly where you at. Hey, guys, they so cold with this shit. They already know what the fuck you are by what the fuck you say and what the fuck you do. They already got you set up. And all they doing is counter drive like cut. Come on, Scooters. Let's go there, Scooters. Get in there. Come on, girls. Let's go into the stall. Now you motherfuckers going to be my chauffeurs. You motherfuckers over there, y'all going to be buying me dinner. But y'all ain't none. Y'all going to get none of their pussy, right? Y'all understand that? Y'all know y'all won't get nothing pussy, but y'all can hang out with me. And guys, and they will do that. Hey guys, I promise you. And this is what women really fuck. See, this is women playing with the food. When they want to go play basketball or fucking flag football with you, they'll work, guys, never fucking play basketball or fucking football with a fucking woman. Oh my God, she go running there with her. No bra, so her titties can bounce around and throw everybody the fuck off. But some of these women, like, you playing basketball, she'll get the ball, running around, and then you try to grab the ball from her, she'll fall on the ground, start laughing. Y'all like, man, what the fuck is this shit? I thought we were going to play basketball. And then football. I'm open. Oh, I just dropped the ball. Ow! It hurt. All that stupid shit, man. Man, they play with you motherfuckers, dog. When they want to fuck you, they don't want to play basketball. When they want to suck your dick, they don't want to play football. So if she's playing basketball with you or plays football with you, then you know you ain't fucking. She ain't. Oh, my God. How are you doing? Oh, my God. Oh, I want to play football. Oh, I'm a dick. Oh, my God, throw the ball this way. And then you pass her the ball, she wide open. She'll cuff that shit with the blood and uppercut that shit. She'll break off the goddamn backboard and shit. You're like, man, what the fuck we doing playing with these girls? Shit, man, look at their ass and titties, man. I thought y'all wanted to see some ass and titties. Y'all see what I'm saying? I'm saying to you motherfuckers that this is why they ain't fucking you, but they play with the food, man. You know there's some women out there. maybe it's just me doing this, because I ain't shit. Guys, I ain't shit. Because sometimes I just like to hear that shit, man. Like, they like, this guy's always bothering me, and he's so desperate. I'm like, baby, go ahead and call him. Let's hear that shit. And they just be about me dying on the phone, man. They just be like, oh, so, how you doing? Silence, 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 silence. Yo, girl, what you up to? What you doing? Yeah. Or I tell her, like, hey, tell the guy that your TV broke. The CV by you was. And then he'll call. I'll be quiet on the line and be like, oh, no, my TV broke. Oh, shit, girl. Well, hey, you know, then I text her and say, I text and say, hey, tell him that you want a 4H TV. Not a 4, excuse me, 8. 8H, not 8K, but an 8H TV or an 8P TV. And then she'll say that to him. And she'll be like, oh, no, girl, it's 8K. It's 8K. But, hey, why don't we do this? Why don't we go look at it? And I text her and say, you want to make a date out of it? And then we can go store shopping. I'm just, man, dude, I ain't shit, man. That shit is so funny to me hearing the surface world and shit. But what I'm saying is some women will fucking just fuck you over, man. Because I'm not saying they're not bad, but look, if you're a gump and a sucker, they're going to get you. But like I told you, man, she will always need that shoulder to cry on. And she's always got you. And what's the sad thing is in 2 months, there are going to be another batch of them motherfuckers attacking you. They will attack. They will get what they want without giving up pussy, and y'all don't even see how cold that game is. How cold is it knowing that you ain't going to get this pussy, her, right? You ain't going to get a pussy, but you're going to come off some, you're going to take me out to dinner, you're going to buy me a new phone, and all this other, if she wants to, because listen, here's the thing that y'all don't understand. There are women that say, no, I'm not interested in you. And guess what? They keep persisting. No, I'm not interested in you. No, baby, come on, girl. You give me a chance. I'm a good guy. No, I'm not interested. And finally, they break her down. She's like, all right, fuck it. Let's just go out to eat. But we're not going out to eat as a couple. We're just going to hang out. Shit. Okay. You can't get mad at her for that shit. You see, we're going to show you this tomorrow. When you're not keeping things a buck, or you're keeping them a buck and she doesn't like you, you don't take her out to eat. You throw her back in the water. Leave her alone, man. But anyway, guys, I got to wrap this up, guys. Guys, manmindset@gmail.com. But as I say for all my dogs out there, guys, all my mindset dogs. Wait, I think Z's got a question. Let me get this question. His last question. Hold on 1 second. Wait. Z, let me see your question. I know a lot outside of school and sometimes hard to manage. Thank you for – why do you keep – okay, listen, Z, put an S. That's a fucking statement, dude. Please stop putting questions. That's statements. Hey, but Mutt, come on, Mutt, you know you like, this motherfucker, he need to shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Steve. She's like, Steven, shut the fuck up. Shut up, Steven. Shut up. Because, hey, Mutt be like, oh, I know, I've been listening to this show. Hey, babe, what you listen to? Oh, I'm just on this show called Man Mindset. Oh, shit. Damn, you, okay, what's the link, girl? Oh, here's the link. And I'm telling all that shit, she's like, don't tell that motherfucker that shit. He know I ain't fucking him. But I'm saying now, guys, always remember one thing, guys. All my man mindset dogs out there, we got a show tomorrow, 2 shows tomorrow. But always remember, guys, the number one thing is, like I always say, remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last. That's what game is. That's what we want to teach. And that's what we're saying. You guys are great and wonderful men, but what we got to do is we got to, God damn it, Tyler, fuck, man. Oh, wait, you said check my messenger. Hold the fuck up, Tyler. Let me see this shit. All right, Tyler, I'm going to show him. Tyler, I'm about to tell you. Hold on, man. Guys, y'all got, guys, listen to me. You have to understand that I'm a bad motherfucker. Y'all just got to understand. I might be old to some of you motherfuckers. I might be short. I might not even look good to you ladies out there. Man, I'm a bad motherfucker. All right, Tyler, let me show them. Hey, let me show y'all the benefits of having my tutelage, gentlemen. Hold on, Tyler. But, Tyler, you know I'm going to cap some of it because I don't, again, Tyler, I don't want them to grab what you're saying, so I'm going to block some of that out, okay? Because I don't want them to use this shit. You worked hard. So, let's see here. Let me cover up that. There we go, Tyler. I'm gonna cover some of this shit, Tyler. I don't want them to see. This is beautiful. Let me see. Okay. Oh, Tyler, my dog, man. Hey, guys, y'all remember the chick now? I got it. I'm going to show you the other one so we can kind of flow. Remember the one she said, I'm looking forward to seeing tomorrow. So I wanted y'all to see this so y'all don't see. I want y'all to see the flow here. Let me grab the flow. Where is it at? Where she said, I'm going to see. I mean, that's not answering the question. Hang. Looking forward to seeing you. Wait, let me get back to what she said. She said now looking forward. Hold on, I'm trying to find that shit. That's the other guy. Hold on, let me see that shit. Fuck it. Let me show y'all this shit. Hold on, let me just show y'all. Let me hide her. God damn it. All right, let me cover up her name and shit. Ty, you did a good job covering her name. I'm just covering you, just making sure that these motherfuckers, you know, I mean, not to say that they're going to see her name, but I just want to cover her up to show you game. This is why we're dangerous, guys. This is why we're dangerous. Y'all do not understand why we get pussy fast, why we fuck fast, because we're not talking at them, gentlemen. I'm showing you what talking to a woman is like when you are not worshiping a woman. So let me grab this other Tyler joint real quick. Hold on, Tyler. Hold on. Let me delete this goofy ass shit here. Let me grab this here. All right, Tyler, let me grab this motherfucker. All right, here we go. I had to cover some of this shit up. All right, here we go. All right, I want y'all to see this shit. Last one, here we go. She said, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, okay? What's your beverage of choice? All right, with spaghetti, all right? And she said, okay, good choice. I have that wine, and I was thinking that it would be good with everything. It usually does. Now, I'm not going to tell you what he says, but I'm going to give you a little piece of what he said, okay? All right, okay, he talks about the spaghetti sauce, either wine glass or off your lips of yours. I kissed the other night, looking forward to blah, 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 blah. What did she say? I can't wait to find out the answer to your question. I'm not even going to tell you what the fuck question is, but I just want y'all to see that y'all guys actually think women don't love men that know what the fuck they're doing. Women cream over guys that know what the fuck they're doing. And that's what I'm trying to show you, okay? Okay? Hey, Weapon, holler at me tomorrow about that shit, Weapon. Get at me tomorrow night on the show or whatever, and we'll chop it up. We'll chop it up. But, hey, guys, hey, the 166, I want to say thank you, guys. I appreciate the 166. I tell them I'm saying they don't understand. They don't get it. They do not get it. When you are in, I'm trying to teach you how to be intriguing, inviting. I'm trying to show you how to draw them in. I got you if you just follow the shit. But anyway, We got two shows at 12 noon, then at 8. So we make sure y'all check that out. Y'all need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. I'm going to try to finish working on. I'm going to work on the thing that I'm working on. And I'm just, listen, it's just music. It's not poetry, but it's like just game. It's like I'm just talking. You know, I'm just chopping it up, talking about pussy, talking about women, talking about things, doing. I mean, I'm just chopping it up over music, but I'm going to have that shit out pretty soon. So I got to finish doing that tonight. I got to finish working on that shit. I got to get some of that out. But anyway, appreciate all you out there. Z, shout out to Z as well. Thank you, all you ladies out there, and all my dogs, all the guys out there. Appreciate you all, man. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. Fuck with your boy, man. I got to do some work and all this other shit. Got some work to do. But anyway, I appreciate you all, man. Fuck with your boy when you can, not when you want to.